This message, The Seed of Discrepancy, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Monday evening, January 18, 1964, for the Full Gospel Businessman's Fellowship International at the Westward Ho Hotel in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Lumbigo, imbe yokwahluka, ngomfowethu William Marion Branham wachunyayelwa ngomvulo kusihlwa ngoZibandlela 18, 1965, eWestward Ho Hotel ePhoenix, eArizona, USA.
Oh, amen. That's right. All things are possible. Only believe.
I have chosen tonight for a short text, or short reading, the Lord willing to give us the context of it, out of St. Matthew 13, 24 to 30. And then also I want to read from 36 to 40 just in a few moments.
Ngikhethile lintambama okwendatshana encinyane kumbe ukubala okuncinyane inkosi ithanda ukusinikeza indikimba yakho ephuma kuMateyu ongcwele 13:24 kusiya ku 30 futhi njalo lakho ngifuna ukubala kusukela ku 36 kusiya ku 40 okwemzuzu emlutshwane nje.
Now St. Matthew's, the 13th chapter, and beginning with the 24th verse of the 13th chapter of St. Matthew. Listen close to the reading of the word. My words will fail, but his will not.
Manje uMateyu ongcwele, isahluko 13, futhi siqala ngendima yes 24, yesahluko 13, sika Mateyu ongcwele, lalelisani ekubaleni kwelizwi, amazwi am.
Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while he slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Wabeka phambi kwabo omunye umfanekiso esithi, umbuso wasezulwini ufananiswa lomuntu owahlanyela inhlanyelo enhle ensimini yakhe. Kodwa wathi esalele isitha sakhe sabuya sahlanyela ukhula phakathi kwengqoloyi futhi sahamba indlela yaso.
But when the blades was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then has the tares?
Kodwa kwathi sokumelile usungulo, lwaletha isithelo ngakho kwase kubonakala ukhula ngokufanayo. Ngakho zasesiza izisebenzi zomninimuzi, futhi zathi kuye, Mnumzana, kawuzange uhlanyele inhlanyelo enhle na ensimini yakho? Ngakho-ke ingabe iluthethe ngapi ukhula.
And he said unto them, an enemy has done this. And the servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them.
Futhi wase sithi kubo, isitha sikwenzile lokho. Futhi izisebenzi zathi kuye, ungathanda yini ukuthi sihambe siyelibuthanisa? Kodwa yena wathi hatshi, lizathi lapho libuthanisa ukhula lisiphune njalo lengqoloyi ndawonye lalo.
Let them both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will send forth the reapers. Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into the garner.
Yegelani kukhule kokubili ndawonye kuze kube yisivuno. Futhi ngesikhathi sesivuno ngiza kuthumela abavunayo. Buthanisani ndawonye kuqala ukhula lilubophe izinyanda ukuze liluchise. Kodwa buthanisani ingqoloyi esiphaleni.
Did you notice? Gather the tarriers first and bundle them. Now, reading this, there was something strange come to me while I was sitting up on top of the Catalina Mountains the other night in prayer.
Ligunanzelele, butanisan ukula kuqala, futhi lilubophe inyanda. Manje sibala lokho kulento engajwayeleganga ebuya kimi lapho ngisahlezi phezulu esiqongweni sentaba iCatalina ngobunye ubusuku emkhulekweni.
And then I thought, where could I gather a word that I could use for this that I wanted to speak on tonight?
Futige, ngase ngicabanga ngingalithatha ngapi ibala engingalisebenzisa kulokhu engikade ngifuna ukukhuluma lobu busuku.
And I went down and found a word of discrepancy. So I got the dictionary and looked what the word discrepancy means, and it means sowing discord or being contrary, as Webster says. Sowing a discord, something different, or being contrary to what's already been.
Futhi ngase ngihamba ngathola ibala lokuthi ukwahluka. Ngakho ngase ngithatha isicazamazwi, futhi ngakhangela, lichoni ibala elithi ukwahluka. Futhi litsho ukuthi ikuhlanyela ukungezwani. Kumbe ukuba ngophikisayo njengokuthiwo kuWebster. Ukuhlanyela ukungezwani, into eyahlukileyo. Kumbe ukuba ngokuphikisayo kulokho osokuvele kukhona.
So I thought the text tonight, I call it the seed of discrepancy. And trust that the Lord will bless His word now as we approach it.
Ngakho ngacabanga indatshana lobo busuku, ngizayibiza imbewu yokwahluka. Futhi sithemba ukuthi iNkosi iyakubusisa ilizwi layo. Kathesi lapho sesisondela kilo.
And we also know he interpreted in verse 36 and to 43 how that this seed matured. And while we're at it, let's just read that also. Verse 36 now unto 43.
Futhi lakho siyakwazi yena wacacisa kundima 36 futhi ku 43 ukuthi yakhula njani yona limbewu futhi lapho sesikiyo ngasibaleni nje layo leyo indima 36 kathesi kusiya ku 43.
And when Jesus had sent the multitude away, he went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field.
Futhi lapho uJesu esewathumele khatshana amaxuku, wangena endlini, futhi abafundi bakhe beza kuye besithi, tshono kithi umfanekiso wokhula ensimini.
And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one.
Futhi wasephendula wathi kibo, lo owahlanyela imbewu enhle yindodana yomuntu, futhi insimu ingumhlaba, imbewu enhle ngabantwana basembusweni, kodwa ukhula ngabantwana bomubi.
The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world.
Isitha esaluhlanyelayo ngudevele. Isivuno yikucina komhlaba. Njalo abavuni zingilosi. Langakho ukhula luyabuthaniswa futhi luchiswe emlilweni. Ngakho kuza kuba njalo ekucineni kwalomhlaba.
The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity.
Indodana yomuntu izathuma ingilosi zayo, futhi zizakubuthanisa zikhupha embusweni wakhe konke okukhubayo, futhi lalabo abenza ububi.
And shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be weeping and there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has an ear, let him hear.
Futhi uzabaphosela emlilweni isithando somlilo. Futhi kuzakuba khona ukukhala kumbe ukuhlaba umkhosi. Futhi lokugedla amazinyo. Ngakho labalungileyo baza khazimula njengelanga embusweni kaBaba wabo. Lo olendlebe akezwe.
That's Jesus giving the interpretation of the parable himself. Therefore, we know then what the interpretation means.
Lo nguJesu esipha incazelo yomfanekiso ngokwakhe. Ngakho ke sesisazi ukuthi incazelo ichona.
And now, as we approach this, of this sowing of the seed and the reaping, now, he interprets it, and then I believe that Jesus was speaking this parable in his day, but was meaning it to be at the end of the world, or the end of the age, which is this day.
Futhi kathesi sisondela kulokho okokuhlanyelwa kwembewu, futhi lokuvuna. Manje yena uyakucasisa, futhi njalo ngiyakholwa ukuthi uJesu wayekhuluma lomfanekiso ngosuku lwakhe. Kodwa wayekutsho ukuba sekucineni komhlaba kumbe ekucineni kwesizukulwane okulusuku lolu.
And I believe this little text tonight is a very appropriate for the hour that we're living in, because Jesus distinctly said here that the gathering would be at the end of this world.
Futhi ngiyakholwa lindatshana encane lobu busuku ingehambelanayo kuleli hola esiphila kulo, ngoba ngokusobala uJesu uthe lapha ukuthi ukubuthaniswa kuza kuba ekucineni kwalomhlaba.
That's when the end would be, the gathering of the wheat and also the gathering of the tares and burning them and to take in the wheat into the kingdom.
Lokho yikho lapho ukucina okuza kuba khona. Ukubuthaniswa kwenqoloyi, futhi lokubuthaniswa kokhula, futhi lokuchisa, futhi lokungenisa inqoloyi embusweni.
And I believe it was this way, and another scripture leads me to believe this way I have written down here is Matthew 24:24. The word said that talking about this the seed of discrepancy.
Futhi ngiyakukholwa khona kwakuyona lindlela. Futhi omunye umbhalo uyangikhokhela ukuthi ngikholwe kuyona lindlela. Ngilobe phansi lapha kuMateyu 24:24. Lapho eyatsho ukuthi ikhuluma ngembewu, imbewu yokwahluka.
Jesus said that the two would be so close together that we would deceive the very elected if it were possible. Almost exactly the same. Another place in the scripture where it's written that the rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Jesu wathi lokho kokubili kuza kufana sibili. Kuze kukhohlise bona abakhethiweyo nxa kwakusenzeka. Phose ngokufanayo xathu. Enye indawo embhalweni lapha okulotshwe khona ukuthi izulu linetha kwabalungileyo labangalunganga.
I remember my first experience of ever coming amongst the Pentecostal people. I was at Mishawaka, Indiana, and I was at a great convention, a hall about like this, where the North and the South had come together because of them days of the segregation they had to meet up there.
Ngiyakhumbula isenzakalo sami sokuqala ukuza phakathi kwabantu bePentecost. NgangiseMishawaka, Indiana, futhi ngangisemhlanganweni nomkhulu. Yiwolu mhlawumbe njengaleyi lapho inyakatho futhi leningizimu kwaso kuzendawonye. Ngenxa yalezo nsuku zobandlululo kwakufanele bahlangane phezulu khonale.
There were two great orders of the Pentecostal brethren. I had never heard of them or met them before. The first time I ever heard speaking in tongues.
Kwakulezi nhlelo ezimbili ezinkulu zabazalwane bePentecost. Ngangaze ngizwe ngabo kumbe ngahlangana labo ngaphambili. Isikhathi sakuqala engangezwa khona
ukukhuluma ngendimi. And at the end of the row of the convention, being a, not a member among them. I was just a young Baptist minister. I sat way back in the back. And I remember the first time I heard anyone speak in tongues, I didn't even know what was all about.
Futhi ekucineni komzila walo mhlangano mina ngangingasilunga phakathi kwabo ngangingumchumayeli weBaptist omncane ngahlalela khatshana ngemuva futhi ngiyakhumbula ngiqala ukuzwa loba ngubani ekhuluma ngendimi angizange ngabakwazi ukuthi kwakumayelana ngani.
And then these two men mainly set up in the front. One would speak in tongues and the other would interpret what the man said.
Futhi-ke lawa madoda amabili evele ehlezi phambili omunye wayekhuluma ngendimi omunye wayecasisa lokho othiwe ngulundoda.
Well, I just started studying my Bible as hard as I could there then and found out that that was scriptural. That's exactly what the scripture of the Holy Spirit would do.
Yebo-ke ngase ngiqala nje ukufunda iBhayibheli lami khona kanzima engangingenelisa ngakho lapho ngaleso sikhathi futhi ngase ngithola khona ukuthi lokhu kwakusembhalweni khona kanye lokhu umbhalo umoya ongcwele owawuza kwenza.
Well, about a day after that night my heart was so stirred, I slept in a cornfield. I didn't have enough money to get me a bed, so I just had enough money to get home on.
Yebo-ke phose usuku ngemva kwalokho. Lobo busuku inhliziyo yami yayibambekile kakhulu. Ngalala ensimini yomumbu. Angizange ngibe le mali eneleyo ukuthola umbheda. Ngakho ngile mali eneleyo yokufika khona ekhaya.
And I got me some donuts, a couple days old, or rolls it was, and for my breakfast. And I was welcome to eat with them, but I didn't have no money to put in. In them days, that was in the Depression, 1933, so it was pretty hard going.
Futhi ngase ngizitholela amadonati asele insuku ezithile ehlezi kumbe ama-rolls. Kwakuyikho futhi kudla kwami ekuseni. Futhi ngamkeleka ukudla labo, kodwa ngangingelanga ngitsho imali yokuphosela. Khona kulezo nsuku kwakuzinsuku zokuswelakala kwemali 1933 ngakho kwaku kuyikuhamba kanzima.
And I thought well, I don't want to eat with them, but I want to know what they've got. They've got something and I haven't.
Futhi ngase ngicabanga, yebo ke ngiza angifuni ukudla labo kodwa ngifuna ukuba kwazi kuyini ababelayo balenye into abalayo engingelayo.
So that morning they asked me, all ministers to come to the platform and just identify yourself, who you are, where you're from. Well, I just said, William Branham, evangelist, Jeffersonville, sit down.
Ngakho kulokhu kusa nangi bangicela lonke bachumayele buyani kuplatform futhi nje lizazise ngokwenu ukuthi lingobani livela ngapi. Yebo ke ngathi nje William Branham umvangeli Jeffersonville ngahlala phansi.
Well, at that time I was the youngest minister on the platform, and the next day they called me to the platform to speak. And then after I spoke, Father, we had a great time, and then I began to meet different people inviting me to their churches.
Yebo ke kuleso sikhathi ngangingumchumayeli omncinyane kulabo bonke ku platform futhi ngosuku olwalandelayo bangibiza ku platform ukuthi ngikhulume futhi emva kokuba sengikhulumile ngani saba lesikhathi esihle futhi ke ngase ngiqala ukuhlangana labantu abehlukene benginqusa emabandleni abo.
Then after that, well, I thought if I could only get where these two main men was that spoke in tongues and interpreted. That was burning me up in my heart. I wanted it so bad.
Ngakho emva kwalokho ngani ngacabanga nxa kuphela ngingafika lapho lawo madoda amabili ayekhona abakhulume ngendimi futhi bazicasisa lokho bekungichisa mina enhlizweni yami ngangikufuna kabi sibili.
Well, as I told you at the beginning, a little gift that you pull over, you know, gifts and callings are without repentance. You have them all your life, so you're born with them if they're gifts of God.
Yebo ke njengoba ngilitshelile ekuqaliseni
isipho esincane leso osidonsayo ngale. Liyazi izipho lokubizwa akulako kuphenduka. Ulakho impilo yakho yonke bona uzelwe ulakho nxa kuyizipho zikaNkulunkulu.
So always since a little bitty baby it always happened to me. People who knows me all my life know that's true. Well, if I thought I didn't know what it was, then call it a vision. I just didn't know what it was.
Ngakho ngihlezi kusukela ngisengumntwana omncinyane kwakuhlala usenzakala kimi. Abantu abangaziyo mina impilo yami yonke bayakwazi kuliqiniso. Yeboke nga ngacabanga ngangingakwazi ukuthi kwakuyini lapho futhi ngakubiza ukuthi umbono angizange ngazi ukubana kwakuyini.
I thought if I could ever talk to them. Well, and the spirit that was in the building felt like it's really the spirit of God. So I got to talk to one of them and I asked him a few questions. And he was a real genuine Christian. There was no doubt about that. That man was a real believer.
Kodwa ngacabanga. Nga ngingathi ngikhulume lapho. Yeboke lo moya owakuleso sakhiwo wezwakala njengokuthi uqobo ngumoya kaNkulunkulu. Ngakho ngase ngikhuluma lomunye wabo. Futhi ngambuza imbuzo emlutshwane futhi waye ngumKristu oqotho sibili. Kwakungela ukuthandabuza mayelana ngalokho ukuthi lundoda wayelikholwa uqobo.
And the next man, when I talked to him, if I ever met a hypocrite, that was one of them. That man was actually, his wife was a blonde-headed woman and he had children by, two children by a black-headed woman.
Futhi lundoda owalandelayo ngathi ngikhuluma laye. Nga sengake ngahlangana lo mzenzisi lo ngumunye wawo lo ndoda vele waye umkakhe wayengowesifazana olenwele ezimhlutshana futhi waye labantwana lo abantwana ababili ngomfazi olekhanda lenwele ezimnyama.
And I thought, well, now what? Here it is, I'm all mixed up, I'm a fundamentalist, it must be the word or it isn't right.
Futhi ngacabanga hawu manje sokuyini nanko ke lapho sengihlanganisekile ngingumuntu osekelwe eqinisweni kufanele kube yilo ilizwi kumbe akulunganga.
And here's that spirit, one rang out according to all I know genuine and the other was no good at all, and the spirit falling on both of them. Now how can that be? It had me puzzled.
Futhi nanko ke umoya lo omunye waphuma kahle ngokwendlela yonke engiyaziyo eqotho futhi lo munye wakhona wayengalunganga ngitsho la kancane futhi lo moya usehla kibo bobabili. Manje lokho kungenzeka kanjani? Nginga kwangenza ngaphiceka.
2 years later I've been praying in a cave where I'd go to pray. Got dusty in the cave and one afternoon I walked out, laid my Bible on a log and the wind blew it open to Hebrews the 6th chapter.
Ngemva kweminyaka emibili ngangikhuleka ebhalwini lapho engangisiya khona ukuyakhuleka. Kwaba luthuli ebhalwini futhi kwenye imini ngaphuma ngahamba ngalalisa iBhayibheli lami esigodweni futhi umoya walibetha lona lavuleka kumaHebheru isahluko 6.
Which said that in the last days how it would be if we fell away from the truth and renewed ourselves again unto repentance, there was no more sacrifice for sin, and how the thorns and thistles which is nigh unto rejection whose end is to be burned.
Esase sithi ukuthi ngezinsuku zokugcina kuza kuba njani nxa singawa eqinisweni futhi sizivuse ekuphendukeni kwase kungasela mhlatshelo wesono futhi lokuthi kanjani ameva lokuhlabayo okwase kuseduze lase kulahlweni ukugcina kwakho okuyikuchiswa.
But the rain cometh upon the earth often to water it, to dress it, but the thorns and thistles would be rejected, but the wheat would be gathered.
Kodwa izulu libuya phezu komhlaba ngesikhathi ukuzowuthelela ukuqhokisa kodwa ameva lokuhlabayo kuza kulahlwa kodwa inqoloyi iza kubuthaniswa.
And I thought, well, just a wind had to blow that open. Well, I just laid the Bible down again and I thought, well, now I'll just and here come the wind and blow it open. That happened 3 times. And I thought, well, now that's strange.
Futhi ngacabanga awu ngumoya kuphela oliphephethe lavuleka. Hawu ngalibeka phansi iBhayibheli ngacabanga futhi hawu manje ngiza nje futhi nanko umoya usiza waliphephetha lavuleka. Lokho kwenzakala kathathu futhi ngacabanga awu manje lokho akujwayelekanga.
Then as I raised up, I thought, Lord, why would you open that Bible for me to read that? When I get down to that word thorns and thistles, which is nigh unto rejection, whose end is to be burned. I thought, why would you open that to me there?
Futhi lapho ngiphakama, futhi ngacabanga, Nkosi, kungani wena ungivulela lelo Bible ukubala lokho. Ngathi ngisehla ngifika kulokho. Lapho ameva lokuhlabayo okuseduze lokulahlwa. Ukucina kwakho okuyikuchiswa ngacabanga kungani wena ungivulela lokho lapha.
And as looking out across, now these real visions come without pulling into any gear. That's this God, see. I looked and I seen an earth that was turning out in front of me. And I seen it was all disked up. There was a man dressed in white, went around sowing wheat.
Futhi njengokuthi ngikhangele ngaphandle ngaphesheya. Manje limbono eqotho. Iyabuya ngingazange ngenze lutho ngokwami. Lo ngunkulunkulu nje, bona. Ngakhangela futhi, ngase ngibona umhlaba owawujibilika phambi kwami. Ngase ngibona ulinyiwe kule ndoda eyayigqoke okumhlophe. Wahamba ebhoda ehlanyela ingqoloyi.
And after he went around the curvature of the earth, around come a man who looked horrible. He was dressed in black, and he was throwing weed seeds all over it.
Emva kokubana esehambile ebhoda umhlaba, khonapho wasokusiza indoda eyayikhangeleka kabi. Wayeqoke okumnyama futhi wayehaza imbewu yokhula phezu kwawo.
They both come up together, and when they did, they both was thirsty because a rain was needed. And each one looked like was praying with his little head bent over, Lord, send the rain, send the rain.
Zamila ndawonye zonke zombili. Futhi zathi ziphuma zonke zazomele amanzi ngoba izulu lalifunakala futhi inye ngayinye yayingathi iyakhuleka lekhanda layo elincinyane ilikhothamisile inkosi thumela izulu
the great clouds come up and the rain fell upon both of them when it did the little wheat jumped up and began to say praise the lord And the little weed jumped up right at the same side and said, Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Futhi lamayezi amakhulu asesiza. Futhi izulu la selisina phezu kwazo zombili. Lathi linetha ingqolo encane yeqela phezulu yaqala ukuthi dumisa inkosi futhi lokhula oluncane luyeqela phezulu ohlangothini lunye lwathi dumisa inkosi.
Then the vision was interpreted. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. The same spirit can fall in a meeting and everybody rejoice in it. Hypocrites, Christians, and all together. Exactly right. But what is it? By their fruits they are known. See? That's the only way it can ever be known.
Futhi ke umbono wasulandiswa. Izulu liwela abalungileyo labangalunganga. Umoya ofanayo ungawela emhlanganweni. Njalo umuntu wonke athokoze ku abazenzisi amaKristu futhi bonke ndawonye kuqondele lokho kodwa kuyikuyini ngezithelo zabo bayaziwa bona yiyo indlela kuphela engaziwa ngayo
Then you see that now since wild oats or wild wheat and grain sometimes impersonates a genuine domestic grain so close that it would deceive the very elected I think we're living in a timely age when these things should be preached on and talked about.
Ngakho ke uyakubona ke lokho lapho ama oats eganga kumbe ingqolo yeganga futhi lamabele ekhaya kwisinye isikhathi kuyafanana lamabele alinywayo kuyafanana kakhulu okokuthi kungakhohlisa bona abangaba khethiweyo. Ngicabanga ukuthi siphila esikhathini sokwenzeka kwezinto lapho izinto lezi kufanele kuchunyayelwe ngazo futhi kukhulunywe ngazo.
Notice in verse 41, the two also very close, so close in the last days that he could not depend on some certain church to separate them, say the Methodists or the Baptists or the Pentecostals to separate them. He said he sends his angels to separate them.
Nanzelela kundima 41 kokubili lakho kuseduze kakhulu kuseduze duze kakhulu ensukwini zokucina waze wehluleka yena ukwenza wayengeke wathemba ibandla elithile ukwehlukanisa khona sithi iMethodist kumbe iBaptist kumbe amaPentecost ukwehlukanisa yena wathi uyathumela ingilozi zakhe ukuze ehlukanisa.
An angel is coming to bring the separation, the segregation between the right and the wrong, and no one can do that but the angel of the Lord. He's the one that's going to tell which is right and which is wrong. God said he will send his angels at the last times.
Ingelosi iyeza ukuzoletha ukwehlukaniswa, ubandlululo phakathi kwabalungileyo futhi lababi. Futhi akula muntu ongakwenza lokho kuphela ingelosi yenkosi. Nguye yena oza kutsho ukuba yikuphi okuyikho njalo yikuphi okungayisikho. UNkulunkulu wathi yena uzathuma ingelosi zakhe ezikhathini zokucina.
Not angels down the year, but angels at the last time and would gather together. We know that this is the coming harvest time now.
Hathi ingelosi phansi khona ngalapha, kodwa ingelosi esikhathini sokucina. Futhi kuza kubuthanisa ndawonye. Siyakwazi ukuthi lokho yikubuya kwesikhathi sesivuno kathesi.
Now an angel is actually interpreted a messenger. And we see that there are seven angels of the seven churches. And now, no, through the church ages.
Manje ingelosi yona uqobo ichasiswa ngokuthi isithunywa. Futhi siyabona ukuthi kule ingelosi eziyisikhombisa zesikhathi samabandla ayisikhombisa futhi kathesi hathi ngezizukulwane zebandla.
Notice who he said that the sowers were and also what the seed was. One, the sower was he, the Son of God, who went forth sowing seed.
Nanzelela ukuthi wathi abahlanyeli babengobani futhi njalo imbewu yayiyini. Okokuqala umhlanyeli kwakunguye indodana kaNkulunkulu owahamba ehlanyela imbewu.
And an enemy came behind him, which was the devil, and sowed the seed of discrepancy behind the sowing of the right seed.
Futhi isitha sabuya emva kwakhe okwakunguDeveli futhi wasehlanyela imbewu yokwahluka emva kokuhlanyelwa kwembewu eyiyo.
Now friends, that has happened through every age since we've had a world. Exactly, all the way from the beginning, it started the very same thing.
Manje bangani, loko sokwenzakele kuso sonke isikhathi kusukela saba lomhlaba, yikho sibili. Yonke indawo kusukela ekuqaleni, kwaqalisa kuyona le into efanayo.
Now he said, the seed of God, the word of God, Jesus said in a certain place, that the word is a seed, and every seed will bring forth of its kind.
Manje yena wathi imbewu kaNkulunkulu ilizwi likaNkulunkulu uJesu wathi endaweni ethile ukuthi ilizwi liyimbewu futhi imbewu yonke izaveza okuhlobolwayo.
And now if the Christian, the children of God, the children of the kingdom has become the seed of God, then they must be the word of God.
Futhi manje nxa umKristu abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abantwana bombuso sebabuye baba imbewu kaNkulunkulu ngakho kufanele babe lilizwi likaNkulunkulu.
The word of God manifested in the age that they're living in, for the promised seed of that age. God gave his word at the beginning, and each age has had its seed, its time, its promises.
Ilizwi likaNkulunkulu litshengiswa esikhathini leso abaphila kuso okwembewu yesithembiso yaleso sikhathi. UNkulunkulu wanikeza ilizwi lakhe ekuqaleni futhi isikhathi sinye sibe lembewu yaso ngesikhathi sayo izethembiso sazo.
Now when Noah came on the scene and he was the seed of God, the word of God for that age. When Moses came, he could not come with Noah's message. It wouldn't work because he was the seed of God at that time.
Manje uNoah wathi esiza enkundleni futhi wayimbewu kaNkulunkulu ilizwi likaNkulunkulu kwaleso sikhathi. UMose wathi ebuyile wayengeke abuye lombiko kaNoah, kwakungeke kusebenze ngoba wayembewu kaNkulunkulu ngaleso sikhathi.
Then when Christ come, he could not come with Noah or Moses' age. It was his time for a virgin to conceive and to bring forth a son, and he would be the Messiah.
Ngakho, uChrist wat ebuya, wayengeke abuye ngesikhathi sika Noah kumbe esika Moses. Kwakuyisikhathi sakhe ukuba intombi ikhulelwe futhi iphinde izale indodana futhi wayeza kuba nguMesiya.
Now, we've lived through Luther's age, Wesley's age, Methodist age, all down through the ages and the Pentecostal age, and each age has given a promise of the Word.
Manje sesiphile ngesikhathi sika Luther, isikhathi sika Wesley, isikhathi seMethodist, konke kusehla kusiya ngesikhathi futhi lesikhathi sePentecost futhi isikhathi sinye siphiwe isithembiso selizwi.
And the people of that age that manifest that promised word is the seed of that age, according to what Jesus said right here. They are the children of the kingdom. That's right. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit operating through his children is those seed of the kingdom at that age.
Futhi laba bantu bakuleso sikhathi ababonakalisa lelo lizwi lesithembiso limbewu yaleso sikhathi mayelana ngalokho uJesu akuchoyo khona lapha bangabantwana bombuso lokhu kuqondile ukubonakaliswa kukamoya ongcwele esebenza ngasebantwaneni bakhe bayi leyo mbewu yalombuso kuleso sikhathi.
Notice the terriers was the enemy Satan who sowed discord or the seed of discrepancy. He was the one guilty of doing this horrible thing.
Nanzelela ukhula kwakuyilo isitha uSathane owahlanyela ukungezwani kumbe imbewu yokwahluka kwakunguye owaye lecala lokwenza le into esabekayo.
Satan sowed his seed from the beginning when God placed his first harvest of human beings upon the earth. Adam, of course, as yet knew that there was a knowledge of truth and right and wrong, and he had never come to that as yet.
USathane wahlanyela imbewu yakhe kusukela ekuqaleni lapho uNkulunkulu ebeka isivuno sakhe sabantu phezu komhlaba. U-Adam yebo sibili njengokuthi wazi ukuthi kwaku lolwazi lweqiniso futhi olokuhle lokubi futhi wayengakazi afike kulokho ngalokho.
But we find out God gave his children his word for their defense. There we have no other defense than the word of God. That is our defense.
Kodwa siyathola ukuthi uNkulunkulu wanika abantwana bakhe ilizwi lakhe okwesivikelo sabo. Okwabo asila esinye isivikelo ngaphandle kwelizwi likaNkulunkulu. Leso yiso isivikelo sethu.
There's no bombs, no shelters, no hiding places, no Arizonas or Californias or wherever it is. There's only one defense we have, and that is the Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, which is Christ Jesus. He is our only defense. Being in Him, we are safe.
Agula mapumba, agula okokucathela, indawo yokucathela, agula Arizona, kumbe California, kumbe kungaba ngapi lapho okukhona. Kulesi sodwa kuphela isivikelo esilaso futhi yilelo lizwi futhi ilizwi lenziwa laba inyama futhi lahlala phakathi kwethu elingu Christu Jesu yena kuphela isivikelo sethu ukuba kuye sivikelekile.
Not even sin is imputed to a genuine believer. Did you know that? He that's born of God does not commit sin. He cannot sin. See? It's not even imputed.
Agula ngicho noma isono esibekwayo kumkhulu oqotho belikwazi lokho na lo ozelwe nguNkulunkulu akayenzi isono akawoni bona ngasibalelwa ngicho.
Well, David said, blessed is the man who God will not impute sin. When you are in Christ, you have no desire to sin. The worshiper once purged has no more conscience of sin. You don't desire it.
Kungani uDavida wathi ubusisiwe umuntu uNkulunkulu angasoze ambalela isono. Nxa ukuKristu kawula sifiso sokwenza isono. Umkhonzi oseke wahlanjulula akasela sazela sesono awukufisi.
Now to the world you might be a sinner, but to God you're not because you're in Christ. How can you be in a sinner when you're in the sinless one? And God only sees him who you are in.
Manje emhlabeni ungaba yisoni kodwa kuNkulunkulu awisiso ngoba ukuKristu ungaba njani isoni nxa uphakathi kwalo ongelasono futhi uNkulunkulu umbona yena kuphela lo ophakathi kwakhe.
Now this harvest time at the beginning when God sowed his seed upon the earth and gave it in the hearts of his children, his family, to keep that word. That was their only defense. Keep that word.
Manje lesisikhathi sokuvuna ekuqaleni lapho uNkulunkulu ehlanyela imbewu yakhe khona emhlabeni futhi wakhupha khona enhlizweni zabantwana bakhe imuli yakhe ukugcina ilizwi lelo lokhu kwakuyisivikelo sabo kuphela gcina ilizwi lelo.
Here come the enemy in and broke that barrier by sowing the seed of discrepancy contrary to the word of God. If that was discrepancy in the beginning, it's still anything that'll add anything to the word of God is still the seed of discrepancy.
Nanso isitha sisiza singena futhi saqamula umgoqo ngokuhlanyela imbewu yokwahluka okuphikisanayo lelizwi likaNkulunkulu. Nxa leyo kwakuyikwahluka ekuqaleni lakathesi lokhu kuyiyo loba yini engezelelweyo loba yini elizwini likaNkulunkulu lokhu kuyimbewu yokwahluka.
I don't care where it comes from. If it's from organization, if it's from military sources, if it's from political powers, anything that's contrary to the word of God is the seed of discrepancy.
Angilandaba ukuthi kuvela ngapi. Nxa kungokwezinhlangano, nxa kungokuvela endaweni zamabutho, nxa kungokuvela emandleni ezombangazwe, loba yini ephikisana lelizwi likaNkulunkulu yimbewu yokwahluka.
When a man stands and says he's a gospel preacher and says that the days of miracles is past, that's the seed of discrepancy. When a man stands and says that he's a minister, a pastor of a church of somewhere, and he does not believe that Jesus Christ is the same in every detail except the physical body, same yesterday, today, and forever, that's the seed of discrepancy.
Nga umuntu esima futhi athi yena ungumtshumayeli wevangeli ebese sithi ukuthi izinsuku zezimangaliso sezadlula leyo yimbewu yokwahluka. Nxa umuntu esima ethi ungumtshumayeli kumbe umalusi webandla lakweyinye indawo futhi yena engakholwa ukuthi uJesu Kristu ungofanayo entweni yonke ngaphandle komzimba wenyama ungofanayo izolo lamhla laphakade, leyo yimbewu yokwahluka.
When he says that miracles and apostolic age passed, that's seed of discrepancy. When they say there's no such a thing as divine healing, that's seed of discrepancy. And the world is full of it. It crowds out and chokes out the wheat.
Nga esithi izimangaliso lezikhathi zabapostoli sezedlula le yimbewu yokwahluka. Nga besithi akulanto enjengokusiliswa kobuNkulunkulu, leyo yimbewu yokwahluka futhi umhlaba ugcwele ngakho kuyaminyezela futhi kuyikhame ingqoloyi.
We notice that the first sower of the seed of discrepancy was branded the devil, and we know it was in Genesis 1. Now we find out over here in the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, Jesus still brands any discrepancy to his word as being the devil.
Siyananzelela ukuthi umhlanyeli wakuqala wembewu yokwahluka wabizwa ngokuthi udeveli futhi siyakwazi kwakunguye kuGenesis 1. Manje siyathola ukuthi futhi lakho ngapha ebhukwini lika Matthew isahluko 13 uJesu lokhu ebiza loba yikuphi okwahluka elizwini lakhe ngokuba ngudeveli.
And this 1956, anything that sows discrepancy contrary to the written word of God or puts any private interpretation to it is a seed of discrepancy.
Futhi lalokho 1956 loba yini ehlanyela ukwahluka okuphikisana lelizwi elilotshiweyo likaNkulunkulu kumbe libeke ingcazelo efihlakeleyo kulo imbewu yokwahluka.
God will not honor it. He can't. It won't mix. It certainly will not. It's like mustard seed. It won't mix with anything else. You can't hybrid it. It's got to be the genuine thing. Seed of discrepancy.
UNkulunkulu kayi kukuhlonipha lokho. Yena angeke akusoze kuhlangane. khona sibili akusozi kunjengembewu ye mustard ayisozi ihlangane lenye into angeke uyihlanganise kufanele kube into eqotho imbewu yokwahluka.
Now we find when God sowed his seed in the Garden of Eden, we find out that it brought forth an Abel. But when Satan sowed his seed of discrepancy, it brought forth a Cain.
Manje siyathola uNkulunkulu wathi ehlanyela imbewu yakhe ensimini Eden sithola ukuba yaveza uAbel. Kodwa uSatan wathi ehlanyela imbewu yakhe yokwahluka yaletha uCain.
One brought forth a righteous one, one brought forth an unrighteous one. Because that Eve listened to the word of discrepancy contrary to the word of God, and it started the ball of sin rolling right there and it's rolled ever since.
Enye yaletha olungileyo, enye yaletha owayengalunganga, ngoba uEva walalela ilizwi lembewu yokwahluka okuphikisana lelizwi likaNkulunkulu futhi lase liqala ibhola lesono ligiqika khona lapho futhi lagiqika kusukela nini nanini.
And we'll never get it all out until the angels comes and segregates the thing and God takes his children to the kingdom and the terriers will be burned.
Futhi kasoze sikukhuphe konke phandle kuze kuthi ingilosi zibuye futhi zehlukanise linto futhi uNkulunkulu athathe abantwana bakhe abase embusweni futhi ukhula luzatshiswa.
Notice those two vines. If we just had more time on this subject, but just to hit the high spots, so we can go right into praying for the sick in the next few minutes.
Nanzelelani lezo zivini ezimbili. Nqabe silesikhathi nje esiningi kulesi sifundo, kodwa nje ukuthi sithaye indawo eziphezulu sibe sesiqonda kanye ukukhulekela abagulayo emzuzwaneni emlutshwane elandelayo.
Notice their seeds grew together just exactly like God said over here also in the 13th chapter of our text tonight of Matthew. Let them grow together.
Nanzelela imbewu zabo zakhula ndawonye khona kanye njengokutshe kukaNkulunkulu. Njalo lapha ngangapha esahlukweni 13 sendaba yethu lobo busuku sika Matthew zichiye zikhule ndawonye.
Now Cain went to the land of Nod, found himself a wife and married, and Abel was slain, and God raised up Seth to take his place, and the generation started moving on between right and wrong.
Manje uCain wahamba ezweni laseNod wazitholela umfazi futhi wamthatha futhi loAbel wabulawa futhi uNkulunkulu waphakamisa uSeth ukuthatha indawo yakhe futhi izizukulwana zaqala ukuhamba ziqhubeka phakathi kokuhle lokubi.
Now we notice they gathered each one of them time after time, and God had to, it got so wicked that God had to destroy. But they finally came forth unto both of those seeds, the seed of discrepancy and the seed of God, put forth their genuine heads. And that wound up in Judas Iscariot and in Jesus Christ.
Manje siyananzelela babuthana omunye lomunye wabo. Isikhathi emva kwesikhathi futhi uNkulunkulu kwakufanele ukuthi sokube kubi kakhulu uNkulunkulu waze wakubhidliza. Kodwa zase ziphuma ekucineni kwaze kwathi zonke zombili lezi mbewu, imbewu yokwahluka lembewu kaNkulunkulu, zaze zaveza amakhanda azo eqiniso. Ngakho ke kwaphetha kuJudas Iscariot futhi lakuJesu Kristu.
For he was the seed of God. He was the beginning of the creation of God. He was nothing less than God. And Judas Iscariot was born the son of perdition, come from hell, returned to hell.
Ngoba yena wayembewu kaNkulunkulu, yena wayekuqala kokudaliweyo kukaNkulunkulu, yena wayengasilutho olungaphansi kwaNkulunkulu, futhi uJudas Iscariot wayezelwe eyindodana yokulahlwa okuphakathi, wavela esihogweni wabuyela esihogweni.
Jesus Christ was the Son of God, the Word of God made manifest. Judas Iscariot, in his discrepancy, was the seed of the devil come to the world and for deceit, just like he was at the beginning, Cain, his former father.
Jesu Kristu wayendodana kaNkulunkulu ilizwi likaNkulunkulu libonakalisiwe uJudas Iscariot ekwahlukeni kwakhe kwakuyimbewu kadeveli owabuya emhlabeni futhi ukuza khohlisa khona njengalokhu ayeyikho ekuqaleni uKhayini ubaba wakhe wakudala.
Judas only played church. He wasn't really sincere. He didn't actually have faith. He'd have never betrayed Jesus. But you see, he sowed that seed of discrepancy.
UJudas wayedlala ibandla kuphela. Wayengelako ukuqiniseka okuqotho. Yena wayevele engelalo ukukholo sibili. Wayengasoze wamthengisa uJesu. Kodwa bona wahlanyela imbewu le yokwahluka.
He thought he could make friends with the world, mammon, and also have friendship with Jesus. But it was too late for him to do anything about it.
Wacabanga ukuthi wayengenza ubungani kanye lomhlaba imamon futhi ebe lobungani njalo loJesu kodwa kwase kuphuzile ukuba enze olunye ulutho mayelana ngakho.
When the dead hour came, when he did this evil thing, he crossed the separating line between going forward and returning back. He had to go on in the way that he went as a deceiver.
Lapho isikhathi sesifikile, lapho esenza lento embi wacapha umzila wokwahlukanisa phakathi kokuqhubekela phambili lokubuyela emuva, kwakufanele aqhubeke ngendlela ayihambekiyo njengomkhohlisi.
He sowed the seed of discrepancy. He tried to find favor with those great organizations of that day, with the Pharisees and Sadducees, and thought he'd make himself a piece of money and would be popular among the people.
Wahlanyela imbewu yokwahluka. Wazama ukuthola ukuthandwa ngalezo nhlangano ezinkulu zalolu suku, kanye labaFarisi, kanye lamaSadusi, futhi wacabanga ukuthi uzazenzela okuyimadlana futhi uza wazakala phakathi kwabantu.
If that doesn't cause so many people to get in that discrepancy, trying to find favor with man, let's find favor with God, not with man. But that's what Judas done when this discrepancy headed up in him.
Ngalokho kungaka bangele abanengi ukuthi bangene kulokho ukwahluka ezama ukudinga ukuthandwa ngabantu azidingeni ukuthandwa ngunkulunkulu hathi ngabantu kodwa yikho uJesu akwenzayo lapha ukwahluka kungena phakathi kwakhe.
And we know that Jesus was the Word. St. John 1 said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt here among us. Then the Word is the seed, then the seed become flesh and dwelt among us.
Futhi akwazi ukuthi uJesu wayeyilizwi. UJohn ongcwele 1 wathi, ekuqaliseni kwakukhona ilizwi. Futhi ilizwi la lilo uNkulunkulu. Lelizwi la linguNkulunkulu futhi ilizwi lenzwa laba yinyama lahlala lapha phakathi kwethu ngakho ilizwi liyimbewu ngakho imbewu yaba yinyama futhi yahlala phakathi kwethu.
If Judas was the seed of the enemy and the discrepancy, it also become flesh and dwelt among us. In the person of Judas Iscariot, he never had no real faith. He had a what he thought was a faith. There's such a thing as having faith and a make-believe faith.
Nga uJudas wayembewu yesitha futhi eyikwahluka layo yaba inyama futhi yahlala phakathi kwethu emuntwini uJudas Iscariot yena akazange waba lokuqotho lokukholwa okuqotho wayelakho yena ayecabanga ukuthi lukholo ikhona into enjalo njengokuba lokholo futhi lokholo lokuzenzisa.
And a genuine faith of God will believe in God, and God is the Word. It'll never add nothing to it. The Bible tells us if we add one word or take one word away, our part will be taken from the book of life. Revelation 22:18, the last closing chapter.
Futhi ukholo oluqotho lukaNkulunkulu luza kukholwa kuNkulunkulu futhi uNkulunkulu ulilizwi alusoze ngezelele lutho kilo. IBhayibheli yasitshela nxa singangezelela ilizwi elilodwa kumbe siphungule ilizwi elilodwa ingxenye yethu izasuswa ebhukwini lokuphila isambulelo 22:18 isahluko esivalayo sokugcina.
In the first beginning, the first book of the Bible, God told them not to break one word of that. Every word must be kept. They must live by that word.
Ekuqaliseni kwakuqala, ibhuku lakuqala leBhayibheli, uNkulunkulu wabatshela ukuba bengaphuli lalizwi elilodwa lalokho. Ilizwi lonke kufanele ligcinwe, kufanele baphile ngelizwi lelo.
Jesus in the middle of the book come along and said that in his age, and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that it comes out of the mouth of God. And in the closing age of Revelations foretold to us that whosoever shall take one word out of the book or add one word to it, his part will be taken from the book of life.
Jesu phakathi la phakathi kwebhuku wabuya futhi wathi esikhathini sakhe futhi wathi umuntu akayikuphila ngesinkwa kuphela kodwa ngelizwi lonke eliphuma emlonyeni kaNkulunkulu futhi lasekupheleni kwesikhathi sesambulelo wakhuluma ngaphambili ukuthi lo bangubani ozakhupha ilizwi elilodwa ebhukwini kumbe engezelele ilizwi elilodwa kilo ingxenye yakhe iza kukhutshwa ebhukwini lokuphila.
Therefore, there can be nothing shadowy, just the genuine, unadulterated Word of God. That's sons of God, daughters of God, who's not born by the will of man, or by shaking a hand of some form of baptism, but born in the Spirit of God by the Holy Ghost, and the Word manifesting itself through them. That's genuine seed of God.
Ngakho-ke kungeke kube lolutho oluyisithunzi eliqotho kuphela. Ilizwi likaNkulunkulu elingaxutshwanisanga lalutho lawo ngamadodana kaNkulunkulu lamadodakazi kaNkulunkulu abangazalwanga ngentando yomuntu kumbe ngokuxawulana izandla kumbe isimo nje sobhaphathizo kodwa bazalelwe emoyeni kaNkulunkulu ngomoya ongcwele futhi lelizwi lizibonakalisa ngokwalo phakathi kwabo leyo yimbewu eqotho kaNkulunkulu.
The enemy joins church and becomes very orthodox in a creed or something. But that's not the, that's discrepancy. Anything that interferes with that string of genuine truth of God's Word.
Isitha sizihlanganisa lebandla, bese sisiba ngumuntu wenkolo, ekuvumeni inkolo kumbe enye into, kodwa lokho kayisikho, lokho ikwahluka, loba yini leyo, ephazamisayo lolo hlobo liqiniso eliqotho lelizwi likaNkulunkulu.
How do we know? We say, well, have you got a right to interpret it? No, sir. No man has a right to interpret God's Word. He's his own interpreter. He promises it, then he does it. That's the interpretation thereof.
Futhi sibakwazi njani? Thina sithi, yebo ke lapho ulalo ilungelo ukucasisa. Hathi umzana, akula muntu olelungelo ukucasisa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Yena ungumcasisi ngokwakhe uyakuthembisa khona ebese kwenza yena iyo incazelo ke lapho.
When he promised it, then he fulfills it. That's the interpretation of it. Anything contrary to God's word is a discrepancy. Absolutely.
Wathi yena ekuthembisa khona ngakho yena uyakugcwalisisa khona iyo incazelo yakho enye into yonke ephikisana lelizwi likaNkulunkulu kuyikwahluka.
Now, as I said, Judas has no real faith. He had a make-believe faith. He had a faith that he thought that that was the Son of God, but he didn't know that was the Son of God.
Manje njengoba ngichilo, uJudas wayengela ukukholwa sibili. Wayelokukholwa kokuzenzisa. Wayelokukholwa okokuthi wayecabangela ukuthi wayeyindodana kaNkulunkulu, kodwa akazange wabakwazi ukuthi kwakuyindodana kaNkulunkulu.
He wouldn't have done it. And a man who will compromise on this word of God being the truth, he's got a make-believe faith. Genuine servant of God will hang on that word.
Wayenga soze wakwenza, futhi lo muntu ongayekethisa kuleli lizwi, likaNkulunkulu lisiba liqiniso, ulokukholwa kokuzenzisa, inceku eqotho kaNkulunkulu iza kubambelela elizwini lelo.
A few nights ago, a certain minister of Arizona, of a great famous school here in this city, came to me and said, I want to straighten you out on something. I said, when you get a chance, I said, this is the best chance I know of. Come on over.
Ubusuku obulutshwane obedluleyo, umtshumayelo othile wase-Arizona, wesikolo esikhulu, esazakalayo, lapha kuleli dolobha, wabuya kimi wathi, ngifuna ukuqondisa kwenye into, ngathi nxa uthola ithuba, ngathi leli yilo ithuba elihle engaziyo ngalo buya ngangapha.
And so he came over. He said, Mr. Branham, you're trying, so I believe you're sincere and you're honest, but you're trying to introduce to a world an apostolic doctrine. And said, the apostolic age ceased with the apostles.
What was the season up? Was the sitim nu pranam? Uzama, ngiyakholwa uqinisekile futhi uthembekile, kodwa uzama ukungenisa emhlabeni imfundiso yabapostoli. Futhi what? Isikhathi sabapostoli saphela kanye labapostoli.
I said, the first thing I'd like to ask you, my brother, do you believe that every word of God is inspired? He said, yes, sir, I certainly do. I said, then, would you show me in the word where the apostolic age ceased? Now, you show me where it is, I'll believe with you.
Ngathi into yakuqala engizathanda ukukubuza yona, mfowethu, uyakholwa ukuthi lonke ilizwi likaNkulunkulu liphefumulelwe. Wathi yebo mnumzana, ngiqiniso ngiyakholwa. Ngathi ngakho ungangitshengisa elizwini lapho isikhathi sabapostoli esaphela khona. Kathesi ke ngitshengisa lapho okukhona, ngiza kukholwa kanye lawe.
Now I said the writer of the apostolic, the one that had the keys to the kingdom on the day of Pentecost when the apostolic age was introduced.
Futhi ngathi umbhalo wabapostoli lo owayelezihluthulelo zombuso ngosuku lwePentecost lapho isikhathi sabapostoli singeniswa.
He said, many brethren, what can we do to be saved? He said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to them as far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
But, madoda bazalwane, singenzani ukuba sisindiswe? Yena wathi, pendukani omunye lomunye wenu, futhi libhaphathizwe ebizweni likaJesu Kristu ekuthethelelweni kwezono, futhi liza kwamukela isipho sikamoya ongcwele, ngoba isithembiso ngesenu, futhi labantwana benu, lakulabo abakude, lalabo inkosi uNkulunkulu wethu eza kubabiza.
Now how can the word contradict itself? A man said, I have an awful cold tonight. I said, I think so too. See? Now you tell me, is God still calling? If God's still calling, then the apostolic age is still in existence?
Manje ilizwi lingaziphikisa njani ngokwalo? Lindoda yathi ngingenwa ngumqondo omkhulu kulobu busuku. Ngathi ngicabanga njalo lami, bona kathesi akungitshele wena uNkulunkulu ulokhu esabiza na nxa uNkulunkulu esabiza isikhathi sabapostoli lokhu esisakhona.
Certainly, as many as the Lord our God shall call, ever will call, as many as he shall call, it will still be the apostolic age. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ngeqiniso, bonke labo inkosi uNkulunkulu wethu eza kubabiza, bonke labo eza kubabiza, labo bonke labo yena aza kubabiza, kuzabe lokho kuyisikhathi sabapostoli, ngoba uJesu Kristu ngofana izolo lamhlala nini nini.
Now we find today that this discrepancy has been sowed through every age. If it was possible to get it in the next 10 or 15 minutes, I would do it, but you can't.
Manje ke siyathola ukuthi lamuhla lokho ukwahluka kwahlanyelwa ngazo zonke izikhathi, ngabe bekuseneliseka ukukungenisa kumzuzu elithumi kumbe elithumi lanhlanu bengingakwenza, kodwa awungeke.
Down through the ages, we are all, most all of us read the Bible. And now, like when Jesus came and he found that discrepancy contrary, he was the Word made manifest. He was God's interpretation of the Word.
Kusehla esikhathini, sonke thina iningi lethu, sonke siyabala iBhayibheli. Futhi manje, njengokuba lapho uJesu weza, futhi yena wathola lokho wahluka ukuphambana, yena wayelizwi libonakalisikwe, yena wayeyincazelo kaNkulunkulu yelizwi.
Because he said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. Amen. There you are. He was the interpretation of the word. And every born again son and daughter of God of this age is the interpretation of the word. You are written epistles, read of all men. Yes.
Ngoba yena wathi, hlolani imibhalo, ngoba kuyo licabanga ukuthi lile mpilo elaphakade futhi iyona efakaza ngami nanko ke lapho yena wayingcazelo yelizwi futhi yonke indodana futhi le ndodakazi kaNkuluNkulu ezelwe kutsha yalesi sikhathi ingcazelo yelizwi lizincwadi ezilotshiweyo ezibalwa ngumuntu wonke yebo.
Notice, he said, in vain they do worship me, teaching discrepancy for doctrine. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the discrepancy. Doctrine of man, creeds of man. Teaching that to be the Word of God when it has nothing to do with the Word of God.
Nanzelela yena wathi, bayangikhonza ngeze, befundisa ukwahluka njengemfundiso. Bangikhonza mina ngeze befundisa okwemfundiso yokwahluka, imfundiso zabantu, imvumankulu zabantu, befundisa lokho ukuba lelizwi likaNkuluNkulu lapho kungelalutho lokwenza lelizwi likaNkuluNkulu.
Look, each age produced such a crop. Every age has did it, and ours is no excuse. We have the same thing and a greater age of it than all the other ages put together. For this is the ending of world's history.
Kanyela isikhathi sinye sileta isilimo esinje sonke isikhathi sikwenzile futhi lesethu asila kuphepha silento efanayo futhi lesisikhathi esikhulu sakho kulezinye isikhathi zonke sibekwe ndawonye ngoba lokho kuyikucina kwembali yomhlaba.
This is a great discrepancy that's ever been upon the earth is on the face of the earth today. Discrepancy in other ages pulled them away from the true and living God to idols. Today, Jesus said in Matthew 24:24, that it would be so close it would deceive the very elected if it was possible. Talk about discrepancy.
Lokhu ikwahluka okukhulu okwake kwabakhona phezu komhlaba. Kusebusweni bomhlaba lamuhla. Ukwahluka kwezinye izikhathi kwabadonsela khatshana loNkulunkulu weqiniso ophilayo. Kwabasa ezithombeni lamuhla uJesu wathi kuMateyu 24:24 ukuthi kuza kufana kakhulu okokuthi kwakuza khohlisa labakhethiweyo nxa kwakusenzeka khuluma mayelana ngokwahluka.
Oh, it is so cunning. Satan is among the people and just such a theologian, such a doctor of divinity, can teach that word almost perfectly. Jesus said so. But just watch him. There'll be somewhere he said, well, now that wasn't for this. Oh, yes, it is too. Because God said it was.
Oh, gulobuqili obunenge. O Satan uphakathi kwabantu. Futhi nje uyisazi sezenkulu. Yena nje engudokotela wezobuNkulunkulu. Engafundisa ilizwi lelo. Phose liphelile. UJesu wathi njalo. Kodwa nje umkhangele. Kuza kuba lenye indawo. Wathi yebo ke manje lokho bekungayisikho kwalokho. Oh, yebo, kuyikho futhi bona. Ngoba uNkulunkulu wathi kwakuyikho.
Look what it did. Them same discrepancy brought the God's wrath upon the days of Noah. When God sent his prophet out and preached as a flaming fire, called repentance to the people, and the discrepancy drowned it out. Then what did Satan do? Come right behind and ham and started sowing it again. That's exactly right.
Khangela ukuthi kwenzani. Lokhu kwahluka okufanayo. Kwaletha ulaka lukaNkulunkulu ezinsukwini zikaNoah. Lapho uNkulunkulu ethumela umprofeti wakhe, wathumayela njengelangabi lomlilo, wabizela ukuphenduka ebantwini, futhi lokwahluka kwagalula. Ngakho-ke uSathane wenzani, wabuya khona ngangemva kuHamu, futhi waqala ukuyihlanyela njalo lokho kunjalo.
Along come Moses, the great prophet, to bring the children of Israel up out of the wilderness. What happened? Moses, the great prophet of God, bringing them the absolutely truth, vindicated truth.
Ngokulandela kwabuya uMose umprofeti omkhulu ukuletha abantwana bako Israyeli ukuphuma phandle kwenkangala kuyini okwenzakalayo. UMose umprofeti omkhulu kaNkuluNkulu ebalethela iqiniso eliqotho, iqiniso eliqinisiweyo.
He had met God. God proved that he had met him. How those people back there, those priests, and they had the religion, the rituals, the rites, and everything. But Moses stood as a vindication of the interpretation of the word.
Wayehlanganele uNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu watshengisa ukuthi wayehlanganelaye. Lokuba baba njani abantu labo emuva le. Abapriest labo futhi babe lenkolo zabo. Izinto amasiko abo futhi lemikhuba yabo lakho konke kodwa uMose wama njengesiqiniseko sesicasiso selizwi.
Don't forget that Moses was God's interpretation of his promise. He said he'd do it. He was God's interpretation.
Lingakukhohle lokho. UMose wayeyincazelo kaNkulunkulu yesithembiso sakhe. Yena wathi uza kwenza, wayeyincazelo kaNkulunkulu.
What happened? The church just got started out of Egypt on its feet a few days. And what happened? Satan come along with his discrepancy in the person, the second Cain, which was Balaam. And he sowed discrepancy amongst them. We know that's right.
Kuyini okwenzakalayo? Ibandla laqala ukuphuma eGibhithe enyaweni zalo okwezinsuku ezilutshwane. Futhi kuyini okwenzakalayo? USatan wabuya kanye lokwahluka kwakhe emuntwini uKain wesibili okwakungubhalamu. Futhi wahlanyela ukwahluka phakathi kwabo. Siyakwazi ukuba kuyikho.
The Balaam, the teaching of Balaam that we were all the same. We serve the same God you do. Fundamentally, he was right.
Lo Balaam, imfundiso kaBalaam yokuthi sonke siyafanana, sikhonza uNkulunkulu ofanayo, lelumkhonzayo, eqinisweni wayeqondile.
Because he offered a sacrifice that God offered, 7 rams, 7 bullocks, on 7 altars, and prayed to the same God, just as perfect as Moses did down in the wilderness. Just exactly the same, but they were not the same.
Woba wanikela umhlatshelo ofanayo lalo uNkulunkulu owunikelayo inqama ezisikhombisa inkunze ezisikhombisa phezu kwamalathi ayisikhombisa futhi wakhuleka kuNkulunkulu ofanayo khona nje ngokupheleleyo njengokwenziwa nguMose phansi enkangala khona nje ngokufanayo kodwa babengafanani.
Foreshadowing to us what would come to pass, there was again Cain manifested in the person of Balaam.
Betshengisela ngaphambili okwakuza kwenzakala. Kwakukhona njalo uKain ebonakaliswa khonapho phakathi ebuntwini bukaBalaam.
And there was God manifested in the person of Moses, interpreting his words to a human being, making himself known, his promise. Through a human being, and the discrepancy raised up. So did he do it in the time of Judas. There he come with his discrepancy.
Futhi nang uNkulunkulu ebonakaliswa ebuntwini kaMose ecasisa amazwi akhe ngomuntu ezenza aziwe ngokwakhe isithembiso sakhe ngomuntu futhi ukwahluka kwaphakama phezulu ngakho kwenzeka ngesikhathi kaJudas. Lapho wabuya lokwahluka kwakhe.
And remember, this sin that those people believe that we're all the same. We worship the same God. We should all belong to the same church. We should be the same people. That sin was never forgiven Israel. Jesus said himself, they all are dead.
Futhi kumbula, lesi sono, leso abantu labo abasikholwayo. Ukuthi sonke singabafanayo sikhonza uNkulunkulu ofanayo sonke kufanele sibe bandla linye kufanele sibe ngabantu banye isono leso azizange sixolelwe uIsrayeli uJesu wathi ngokwakhe bonke bafile.
They perish all but 3 of them. That was the ones who held on and believed the promise.
Babhupha bonke kodwa abathathu babo laba yibo ababambelelayo futhi bakholwa isithembiso.
When the weakling said we cannot take the land and it's too much for us and so forth, Caleb and Joshua still the people said we're more than able to take it because God promised it to us. I don't care what the opposition is.
Lapho ababuthakathaka besithi singeke silithathe ilizwe futhi kuyasikhulela kakhulu futhi lokunjalo uKaleb loJoshua bamisa abantu futhi bathi senelisa ukulithatha ngoba uNkulunkulu walithembisa kithi angilandaba lokuthi okuphikisayo kuyini.
And we still can preach the divine baptism of the Holy Ghost and still have the power of God to separate us from the things of the world. God said so. The apostolic age has never ceased and it will not cease. It goes on.
futhi singachumayela ukuphiliswa ngonkulunkulu futhi lo phaphathizo lukamoya ongcwele futhi sibe lokho silamandla kaNkulunkulu ukusahlukanisa lezinto zomhlaba uNkulunkulu watsho njalo isikhathi sabapostola sizange siphele futhi asisoze siphele siyaqhubekela phambili.
So we find the same old sore of discrepancy. And remember, that sin was never forgiven. Now, brother, if it was never forgiven then, what about now? When the real seed of all the ages is coming together.
Ngakho siyathola umhlanyelo ofanayo wokwahluka futhi khumbula ukuthi leso sono asizange sixolelwe manje mzalwane. Nxa singazange sixolelwe ngaleso sikhathi pho kangakanani kathesi lapho imbewu eqotho sibili yazo zonke izikhathi isiza ndawonye.
Notice this great thing that Balaam did. It went on and finally ended in the coming of Judas Iscariot and Jesus. What was it? Judas and Jesus was just exactly a figure of Cain and Abel.
Nanzelela linto enkulu uBalaam ayenzayo yaqhubeka isiya futhi lokuya futhi kwagcina kuphela ekubuyeni kuka Judas Iscariot futhi lo Jesu kwakuyini uJudas lo Jesu babe yibo kanye imifanekiso kaKain lo Abel.
For as Judas was religious, so was Cain religious. Cain built an altar. He made a sacrifice. He worshiped God. He was just as sincere in it as the other one was.
Njengoba uJudas wayengowenkolo, lo Cain laye wayengowenkolo. UCain wakha ilathi, wenza umhlatshelo, wamkhonza uNkulunkulu. Wayeqinisekile kukho njengomunye wayeyikho.
But you see, he didn't have the revelation of what the word was. He thought it was Adam and Eve would eat some apples or some fruit. And Cain, Abel, by revelation, know that was wrong. It was the blood that brought him out, and he offered a lamb, and God testified his offering was right.
Kodwa uyabo, akazange abe lesambulo saloko, ilizwi elaliyikho. Yena wacabanga ukuthi kwakunga Adam futhi lo Eva babedle ama-apula. Kumbe esinye isithelo. Futhi uKain u-Abel ngesambulelo wazi ukuthi kwakungayisikho kwakuligazi elaba kuphela phandle futhi wanikela iwundlu futhi uNkulunkulu wafakazela ukuthi umhlatshelo wakhe wawulungile.
Then he got jealous and tried to kill his brother. And as he killed his brother upon the same altar that his sacrifice died on, the lamb died upon the altar, so did Judas Iscariot betray Jesus Christ upon the altar of God and kill him just as Cain killed Abel, because Cain was the seed of discrepancy.
Ngakho wabalomona futhi wazama ukubulala umfowakhe futhi ebulala umfowakhe phezu kwelathi linye lelo umhlatshelo wakhe owafela ku iwundlu lafela phezu kwelathi. Ngakho wenza njalo uJudas Iscariot, wathengisa uJesu Kristu phezu kwelathi likaNkulunkulu futhi wambulala yena njengoKain wabulala u-Abel, ngoba uKain wayembewu yokwahluka.
And so was Balaam, the hireling prophet, a man who ought to know better. And God warned him through signs and wonders and even a mule speaking in unknown tongues. And still he went right on just the same. He was born to be a sower of discrepancy.
Futhi wayenjalo lo Balaam, umprofeti wokuqatshwa, indoda eyayifanele yazi ngcono, futhi uNkulunkulu wamxwayisa ngezibonakaliso lezimangaliso, futhi la ngempongulo ikhuluma ngendimi ezingaziwayo, futhi waqhubeka njalo esiya nje ngokufanayo, wazalelwa ukuba ngumhlanyeli wokwahluka.
And if Jesus predicted this age to end up in the greatest discrepancy that ever was, the Laodicean church age, lukewarm, that put him out of the church. How could it be anything else but that? Discrepancy. Certainly it is. It ends in that age. And it was Cain and Abel again on Calvary.
Futhi nxa uJesu wakhuluma ngaphambili ngalesi sikhathi ukuthi siza kugcina ngokwahluka okukhulu okungakazi kube khona ibandla lesikhathi seLaodikea libuthukuthuku ela mkhuphela phandle kwebandla kungaba ngokunye njani kodwa lokho ukwahluka sibili yiyo kuphela kuleso sikhathi futhi kwakungukhayi lo Abela njalo eCalvary.
Now notice, as ever, as soon as Jesus went away, went into heaven, the Holy Spirit was sent back. That was the seed, the life giver, unto the Word, as we spoke last night.
Manje nanzelela, isikhathi sonke, lapho uJesu ehamba esiya ezulwini, umoya ongcwele, wathunyelwa njalo, leyo kwakuyimbewu, umuphi wempilo, elizwini, njengokuba sikhulumile ubusuku bayizulu.
It's the one that quickens the Word. Quicken means brings to life. The genuine Holy Spirit only brings to life the Word that it is.
Iyo yona ephilisa ilizwi. Ukuphilisa kutsho ukuletha empilweni. Umoya ongcwele oqotho uyaletha empilweni ilizwi ukuthi liyilo.
It won't bring a creed to life. It can't because it's nothing of the creed. It is the life of the Word of God, for it is God. And it quickens that body.
Awusoze ulethe isivumankulu empilweni. Awungeke ngoba gawulani lokwe sivumankulu uyimpilo yelizwi likaNkulunkulu ngoba unguNkulunkulu bona futhi kuyaphelisa lo mzimba.
Now notice as they did. Then the Bible said, and John spoke to his children and said, little children, you have heard of the Antichrist which was to come into the world. Said, which already is in the world, and it working in the children of disobedience.
Manje nanzelela, lapho benza, ngakho futhi iBhayibheli lathi, futhi uJohane wakhuluma kubantwana bakhe, futhi wathi bantwana abancane, lizwile ngomphiko uKristu, owayeza kuza khona emhlabeni, wathi ovele esekhona emhlabeni, futhi usebenza ebantwaneni bokungalaleli.
Now that was long about 30 years after the coming of the Holy Ghost. We find when the Holy Ghost comes, the real seed, the real life giver to the seed, then here comes that discrepancy in again.
Manje ke, kwakuphose kwaba iminyaka engamathumi amathathu emva kokubuya kukamoya ongcwele esebuyile. Siyathola lapho umoya ongcwele usubuyile, imbewu sibili, umuphi wempilo sibili, embewini ngakho nanku kusiza lokho kwahluka phakathi njalo.
And notice, on it went. It had, the real Word had been vindicated. The prophets of old had vindicated the Word of God to be the truth as they went down.
Futhi nanzelela, nanko kuqhubeka. Yayile ilizwi sibili laliqinisiwe bona abaprofeti bakudala baliqinisa ilizwi likaNkulunkulu ukuba liqiniso lapho besiya besehla.
If anybody ever read the Nicaea Council or the pre-Nicaea Council, them 15 days of bloody politics when them bunch of Romans down there wanted to bring in and make a denomination out of that church.
Nga loba ngubani owake wabala iNicaea Council kumbe iPre-Nicaea Council zona izinsuku ezilithumi lanhlanu zegazi lombangazo lapho lona ixoku lamaRoma phansi le lalifuna ukuletha futhi lenze inhlangano kulelo bandla.
Prophets came in wrapped in sheepskin eating herbs and stood for that Word. But what did it do? It had to be like Cain. It had to be like Abel. One had to die. Certainly it did.
Aba prophet Beza. Bembete izikhumba zemvu besidla impita. Futhi bamela ilizwi lelo. Kodwa lenzani kwakufanele kube njengo Cain. Kwakufanele kube njengo Abela. Omunye kwakufanele afe sibili. Kwenzeka.
And the Word lost its influence amongst the people, and they all voted out the true Word and took in dogmas and discrepancy of the early Catholic Church.
Futhi ilizwi lona lalahlekelwa imfuzelelo yalo. Phakathi kwabantu bonke base bekhetha ukukhupha ilizwi leqiniso futhi bathatha isivumankulu sokwahluka kwebandla leKatolika yakuqala.
They added a pope, they added a bishop, they added this, that, the other. They've taken away the real true meaning of Peter and of Mary and all the rest of it and made idols and made nothing but just a pagan ceremony out of so-called Christian religion.
Bangezelela upapa, bangezelela ubishopu, bangezelela lokhu, lokhuya, njalo lokunye, bakuphela kachana incazelo yeqiniso sebili ka Petro futhi lelele ka Maria futhi lokunye kwakho konke futhi benza izithombi futhi abenzanga lutho kodwa nje izinto zesiyedeni ngalokho okwa kubizwa ngokuthiwa inkolo yamaKristu.
What was it? Seed of discrepancy and organized. Organized for the first time on earth, a church. What was it? That seed of discrepancy started sowing. Something adding to, taking away.
Kwakuyikuyini imbewu yokwahluka futhi benza inhlangano okwakuqala emhlabeni ibandla kwakuyini leyo mbewu yokwahluka eyaqala ukuhlanyela ukungezelela kuyo lokuphungula kuyo.
Whoever heard in the Bible not eat meat on Friday? Whoever heard in the Bible of anything of sprinkling instead of baptizing in mercy?
Ngubani owake wezwa eBhayibhelini ukungadli inyama ngolwesihlanu? Ngubani owake wezwa eBhayibhelini okwento yokufafaza kulo kubhabhathizwa ukucelisa?
Whoever heard of those things, a Hail Mary or something? Whoever heard of some of this rotten Tommy rot of these Protestants too?
Ngubani owake wezwa ngezinto lezo? Siyabingelela Maria kumbe enye into. Ngubani osowake wezwa okwale imbhedo ebolileyo yamaProtestant futhi?
Hot cake called kettle greasy. Right? Just guilty of the least is guilty of the whole. Whoever heard of God ever dealing in an organization? Show me one time that one ever organized and ever stayed alive. They died immediately and never did rise again.
Imbiza ingeke ithi igedlela ingcolile kunjalo. Njalo nje icala kokuncane ikuba licala kukho konke. Ngubani owake wezwa ngoNkulunkulu lapho esebenza lenhlangano? Ngitshengisa kwesinye isikhathi lapho omunye wenza inhlangano futhi yaqhubeka ephila. Bahle bafa khonapho njalo abaphindanga bavuka futhi.
Time that something takes place. It's time for God to move. To kill the influence amongst the people.
Isikhathi sokuthi enye into ithathe indawo. Isikhathi sokuba uNkulunkulu ahambe. Kwabulala imfuzelelo phakathi kwabantu.
Same thing's been done today. They kill the influence. And all that bunch of holy rollers is nothing to them. Watch discrepancy. Meet the word face to face and see what it is. See if God interprets his own word. God's able these stones to rise, children of Abraham.
Into efana yenziwa lamuhla. Babulala imfuzelelo bathi o leli liqhuku labagiqiki abangcwele. Akula lutho kibo futhi ngani ikwahluka. Hlangana lelizwi ubuso ngobuso futhi ubone ukuthi kuyini. Ubone nxa uNkulunkulu ecasisa ilizwi lakhe ngokwakhe. UNkulunkulu uyenelisa kulamatshe ukuphakamisa abantwana kuAbraham. Amen.
The word had been thoroughly vindicated by them early Christians, how God delivered them from everything and diseases, and they had prophets, and they spoke in tongues, interpreted, and gave messages that's proved to be exactly the truth every time.
Ilizwi laliqiniswe okuzwayo ngabo amaKristu akuqala, ukuthi uNkulunkulu wabakhulula njani ezintweni zonke, futhi le mkhuhlane njalo babela baprofeti, futhi bakhuluma ngendimi zacasiswa, futhi banikeza umbiko ohlolwe ukuba liqiniso sibili sonke isikhathi.
But in the face of all that vindicated word, the people voted it out and voted a denomination. That's the mother of all organizations.
Kodwa ebusweni balo, lonke leli lizwi eliqinisiweyo, abantu bavotela ukulikhophela phandle, futhi bavotela inhlangano, nguye umama wezinhlangano zonke.
Both are fully matured now. They started seeding again. It died out, but it bloomed again in the days of Luther, as we know from the former message on the morning of the breakfast.
Zombili sezivuthiwe ngokucweleyo kathesi. Zaqala ukuveza imbewu njalo. Yafa kodwa yahluma futhi ngezinsuku zikaLuther. Njengoba sisazi, kuvela embikweni lapha ngokusa kokudla kwekuseni.
It bloomed out in the day of Luther. Now what did they do? Immediately after that great man died, they made an organization.
Yahluma njalo ezinsukwini zikaLuther. Manje kuyini abakwenzayo khonapho kanye emuva kokufa kwaleyo ndoda enkulu benza inhlangano.
It bloomed out, and again in the days of John Wesley, When them Anglians with all their eternal securities and everything had bounded up into a place what almost universalism, and what happened? God raised up a man named John Wesley and slayed the whole thing.
Yeah, shuma futhi njalo ngezinsuku zika John Wesley. Lapho bona ama-Anglican kanye lakho konke ukulondeka kwaphakade futhi yonke into yayikubophile endaweni yokungathi umuntu wonke uza kusindiswa futhi kuyini okwenzakalayo uNkulunkulu waphakamisa indoda obizo lakhe nguJohn Wesley futhi yena wabulala into yonke.
And as soon as he died, him and Asbury and them, what happened? They organized and now they got all kinds of Methodists. Then along come one or the other, Alexander Campbell, John Smith, and what more?
Futhi lapho what esefile, yena lo Asbury, futhi labanye, kuyini okwenzakalayo, bayenza inhlangano, futhi manje, sewulazo inhlobo zonke zama-Methodist, ngakho lapho kusiya, kwabuya omunye, kumbe, abanye u-Alexander Campbell, u-John Smith, futhi labanye.
Finally all broke the Pentecost, coming out of all of it. What happened then? They did run well, what did hinder you? You went right back in the same mud you come out of.
Ekugcineni kwaphuma iPentecost, iphuma ivela kukho konke. Ngakho kuyini okwenzakalayo? Babe gijima kuhle sibili. Kuyini okwale nqabelayo? Babuyela khona kanye edakeni olufanayo lalo abavela kulo khona kanye enyakanyakeni efanayo.
Right back in the same slop. Went back to discrepancy and to make organizations. You had to compromise on the word. And every time God had sent something new, you couldn't receive it. That's right. Discrepancy again.
Babi yela kuna e wa shugeni futi. Ugea gwenza inshangano. La yege tisa elizwini. Futi sonke iskat unkulunkulu. E tumela enye into encha. La lingenelisi. Ugea mgela loko yiko ugwa shuganjalo.
And notice, as I said the other day, that first little husk had come forth from this root, comes up into the leaves and up into the tassel, then back into the stalk again. It comes out. That little husk of wheat almost looks like the grain itself.
Futhi nanzelela, njengoba ngatsho ngolunye usuku, lelo khuba lakuqala, elaphuma kulimpande, kuyabuya phezulu emahlamvini futhi laphezulu esitshakaleni. Ngakho selibuyela njalo emhlangeni futhi sekuphuma lelo khuba elincane lengqoloyi phusi likhangeleka njengohlamvu ngokwalo.
And we thought it was, but when he opened up, there's no grain there at all. It's only a supporter for the grain to grow by. And it dies also, and the life goes right out of it and goes into the grain.
Futhi sacabanga ukuthi kwakuyilo, kodwa nxa ukuvula akulahlamvu ngitsho phakathi lapho. Akula ngitsho uhlamvu kulo ngokulondolozayo kuphela uhlamvu ukuthi lukhule ngakho futhi kube sokusifa lakho futhi lempilo iyaphuma khona phakathi kwakho futhi ihambe enhlamvini.
Notice, so they call the churches as sold. We find out today that our so-called churches, even our Pentecostals, we went out. We couldn't be satisfied. We had to make groups of our own.
Nanzelela ngakho. Babiza amabandla lawo ahlanyelayo. Siyathola ukuthi lamuhla lawo awethu abizwa ngokuthile amabandla. Iloba la kuma Pentecost ethu saphuma asizange sisuthiseke sasisenzela amaqembu angawethu.
Everything come up, we had to have this, we had to have this, we had to have another group. And this fellow raised up, said, he's coming in a white cloud. Does he's coming on a white horse. All right, we'll make two groups.
Yonke into yaphakama. Sase siba lalokhu, sase siba lenye iqembu, futhi lalundoda waphakama wathi uyabuya ngeyezi elimhlophe, umunye wathi yena ubuya ngebhiza elimhlophe, konke kulungile, siza kwenza amaqembu amabili.
What is it? Sowing out discrepancy. When he comes, whatever it is, he'll interpret his own word when he comes. Let's wait till that time.
Bona, kuyini? Ukuhlanyelwa kwahluka nxa yena esiza loba yini okungaba yikho yena uzacasisa ilizwi lakhe lapho yena esebuya asimeleleni kuze kube yisikhathi leso.
Catch the talking about that, you don't even get the message of the day. Always pointing to what God's going to do or what he has done and ignoring what he's doing. That's the way we get discrepancies in it.
Bamba sikhuluma mayelana ngalokho awutholi ngitsho umbiko wosuku kokuphela ukukhombela kulokhu uNkulunkulu aza kwenza kumbe lokhu yena akwenzileyo futhi ubusuyekela lokhu yena akwenzayo yiyo indlela esingenisa ngayo ukwahluka phakathi kwakho.
Now we notice that today our churches, our all of our churches, has sold to the winds and are reaping the whirlwind. We don't have the prayer meetings. We don't have the services we used to have. What's the matter? We've let down the bars on everything.
Manje siyananzelela lamuhla ukuthi amabandla ethu wonke amabandla ethu asehlanyele emimoyeni futhi avuna isavunguzane asela mihlangano yomkhuleko asisela nkonzo ezijwayelekileyo ukuba lazo luyini uhlupho sesiwisele phansi imigoqo kukho konke.
Look even our Pentecostal churches sitting full of bob-haired women that used to not be permitted, painted faces, wearing fingernail polishes, all kind of stuff.
Khangela la kumabandla ethu ePentecost bahlezi becwile abafazi abalenwele ezigeliweyo lokho kwakujwayele ukungavunyelwa ubuso obupendiweyo ukuba lezinzipho ezipendiweyo zonke inhlobo zezinto.
You know, man out here with like Rickies and so forth, married 3 or 4 times and deacons. Oh, what a discrepancy! It's filth! How do they do it? God wouldn't have in his church, they have to go to an organization to get into it.
Tata indoda pandle lapha, kanye, njengabo Ricky futhi lokunjalo, abathethe kathathu kumbe futhi bengamadikoni o kuyikwahluka, kuyikungcola, bakwenza njani? UNkulunkulu angeke waba lakho ebandleni lakhe. Kuzafanele bahambe enhlanganweni ukuze bangene kikho.
Somebody afraid to say something about cause to be kicked out of the organization. God give us man who's not connected with nothing but God and his word that'll tell the truth about it. Exactly what we need.
Omunye umuntu yesaba ukuthi olunye ulutho mayelana ngakho ngoba bazokukhahlelelwa phandle kwenhlangano. UNkulunkulu siphe abantu abangabanjaniswanga lalutho. Kodwa uNkulunkulu futhi lelizwi lakhe abaza kulitsho iqiniso mayelana ngakho yikho sibili khona esikufunayo.
What have we done? Sowed discrepancy. We've sowed to the winds and now we're reaping the whirlwind.
Kuyini esekwenzileyo? Sihlanyele kwahluka. Sihlanyele emimoyeni. Futhi ke kathe sesivuna isavunguzane.
Notice that they're now being gathered together for the burning. Did you notice Jesus said first, gather them together, bundle them, then put all the bundles in one pile, now burn them.
Nanzelela ukuthi kathesi sezibuthaniswa ndawonye ukuze zichiswe. Like lananzelela uJesu wathi, qalani liwabuthanise ndawonye, liwenze inyanda, futhi libe seliwadonsa abe inqumbi, wonke futhi ngiza kuwachisa.
There's a little bundle called Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran. They're all gathered together in the World Council of Churches.
Kule nyanda encane ethiwa iMethodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, bonke bayabuthana ndawonye phakathi kwekansili yamabandla omhlaba.
What is it? Gather them first. Hallelujah. Did you notice? He gathers the tares first. Gets them away from the wheat. Separates them. Gather them together and burn them.
Kuyini? Abuthaniseni kuqala. Hallelujah. Ligela nanzelela, uyabuthanisa ukhula kuqala, abe sesuswa khathana lenqoloyi, akwehlukanise khona, libuthanise ntawonye, uluchise.
They're all to be burned with the judgments of God for sowing discrepancy among the people. Things that they having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Denying the word just to hold up some religious rites and some dogma that somebody's injected in, trying to put in the word of God, it won't work. The discrepancy.
Lonke luza kuthiswa ngokwahlulela kukaNkulunkulu ngokuhlanyela ukwahluka phakathi kwabantu izinto lezo aba balesimo sobuNkulunkulu futhi besala amandla akho besala ilizwi ukubamba nje imikhuba yenkolo lezivuma nkolo ezabekwa ngomunye umuntu ezama ukubeka elizwini likaNkulunkulu akusoze kusebenze kuya kwahluka.
I screamed today as it was the great prophet of long ago, Amos, when he come down in that city, said, I'm not a prophet nor a son of a prophet.
Ngiyamemeza lamuhla njengoba kwakunjalo umprofeti omkhulu wesikhathi esedlulayo uAmos lapho esiza esehla kulelo dolobha wathi kangisuye umprofeti kumbe indodana yomprofeti.
But if the lion roars, who can but fear? He said, when God speaks, who can but prophesy? He predicted judgment upon that generation and said, the very God that you claim to serve will destroy you.
Kodwa nxa isilwane singabhonga, ngubani ongenelisa kodwa ukwesaba? Yena wathi nxa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma, ngubani ongenelisa kodwa ukuprofeta? Yena wamemezela ukwahlulela phezu kwaleso zukulwane. Wathi yena uNkulunkulu uqobo elichoyo ukubana liyamkhonza uzalibhidliza.
You put this as on tape. You remember the very God that these people now that's gathering all this great big harvest of world council of churches. And you're going to have to go into it. You can't stay out of it.
Likubeke lokho kusethepini. Futhi likhumbule yena uNkulunkulu uqobo abathi abantu laba manje abathanisa konke lokho kuvuna okukhulu kwe council yamabandla omhlaba futhi kuzamele ukuthi ungene kikho awungeke uhlale uphandle kwakho.
You're either going to be in a vision, get out of it, or you're going into it. There ain't going to be no middle ground. It'll be the mark of the beast. No man can buy or sell except he that has the mark or has got the discrepancy.
Kungaba yikuba uphume kuyo, uwedwa kumbe ungene kuyo. Akula kuma phakathi laphakathi. Kuza kuba luphawu lwesilo. Akula muntu ongathenga kumbe athengise ngaphandle kwalo olophawu kumbe olo wahluka.
Now stay out of it. Get out of it. Flee it. Stay away from it. The God that they claim they're serving will destroy him. The great God of love who wants...
Manje hlalani phandle kwakho. Phumani phandle kwakho. Kuba lekeleni. Hlalani khatshana lakho. UNkulunkulu abathi bayamkhonza. Uza kubabhidliza. UNkulunkulu omkhulu. Wothando ongasoze ayekeli.
Said, well, Jesus prayed that we should all be one. Then he also said, how can you walk together, two walk together, to be agreed? He said, one like he and the Father are one. And the Father was the Word, and he was the Word made manifest.
Wathi kulungile, uJesu wakhuleka ukuthi sonke sibe munye. Ngakho yena wasesithi njalo, lingahamba njani, libabili, ababili behamba bonke, ngaphandle kokuthi bavumelane. Yena wathi oyedwa nje, ngaye lo baba bamunye. Futhi ubaba wayelizwi futhi yena wayelizwi elibonakaliswayo.
He was one with the Father because he was the manifestation of God's promised word. And so is it today or any other day. Amen. Yes, sir, the God is one. He wants us to be one.
Yena wayemunye kanye lo baba ngoba wayekubonakaliswa kwelizwi likaNkulunkulu elithenjisiweyo. Futhi ngakho kuyikho lamhlanje. Kumbe loba yiluphi usuku yebo nomzana uNkulunkulu munye yena ufuna sibe munye.
How can this be one, this and denying the virgin birth and this don't deny divine healing and this that all of them in a mess like that? Some of them even don't even believe in God, believe he was the son of God, believe he was the son of Joseph, called the son of God. Certainly
angaba munye njani lo ephika ukuthi wazalwa intombi futhi lo akaphiki uphika ukusiliswa kwabo uNkulunkulu futhi lokhu lokhiya konke kuphambanisekile ngokunjalo. Abanye babo ngabakholwa ngitsho la kuNkulunkulu ukukholwa ukuthi yena wayeyindodana kaNkulunkulu, bakholwa ukuthi wayeyindodana kaJosefa ebizwa ngokuthi indodana kaNkulunkulu isibili.
The twin brother to the Lutheran Swinglies believe that he was absolutely just a good man. The Christian Science said he was a prophet, just an ordinary man. He wasn't divine.
Umfo wabo oliphahla lamaLutheran amaZwingli bayakukholwa lokho ukuthi yena uqobo sibili wayendoda enhle. I-Christian Science ithi yena wayengumprofeti umuntu makhaza yena wayengayisiye uNkulunkulu.
If he wasn't divine, he's the greatest deceiver the world ever had. He was God or he was nothing. He was divine. He was deity himself made flesh among us in the person of the Son of God. Certainly. That's what he was.
Ngani? Nga wayengayisiye uNkulunkulu, yena wayengumkhohlisi omkhulu umhlaba ongakaze ube lawo. Yena wayenguNkulunkulu kumbe yena wayengasilutho. Yena wayenguNkulunkulu. Yena wayenguNkulunkulu ngokwakhe. Enze waba yinyama phakathi kwethu ebuntwini bendodana kaNkulunkulu. Sibili, yikho lokhu ayeyikho.
Now, we see the discrepancy has come in. We know that it's here. Nobody can deny it. Oh, my. Just notice. He will destroy that group that claim they're serving God. You watch it.
Kathe siyabona ukwahluka kungenile phakathi. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulapha akula muntu ongakwala Oh mina nanzelela nje yena uzale pidlisa lelo qembu elitsho ukuba ngikhonza uNkulunkulu kukhangeleni.
God planted his seed. I'm closing because it's time to start the prayer line. God planted his seed, and his seed is Christ. I'm going to preach on that in a few nights where God decided to put his name. Lord willing, maybe at one of the breakfasts when I have a little more time.
UNkulunkulu wahlanyela imbewu yakhe. Sengivala ngoba sokuyisikhathi sokuqala umzila womkhuleko. UNkulunkulu wahlanyela imbewu yakhe futhi imbewu yakhe nguKristu. Ngiza kuchumayela kulokho ngobusuku obulutshwane lapho uNkulunkulu akhetha khona ukubeka ibizo lakhe. Inkosi ithanda mhlawumbe kokunye ukudla kwekuseni nxa ngingaba lesinye isikhathi esincane.
Look, he is the only way of escape. He is the only true potentate. He's the only true God. None other besides him. I am God and God alone, he said.
Kangel, yena uyiyo kuphela indlela yokuphepha. Yena unguye uNkulunkulu olamandla onke. Yena unguye kuphela uNkulunkulu weqiniso. Akula omunye ngaphandle kwakhe. NginguNkulunkulu futhi uNkulunkulu yedwa yena wacho.
Jesus said, this is the commandment. Hear, O Israel, I'm the Lord your God, just one God. I am he. Why do you look for another? Another will come. I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. But another will come in his own name, and him you will receive. And they did it at Nicaea.
Jesu wathi, lo yiwo umlayo, uNkulunkulu nje oyedwa, nginguye, kungani lidinga omunye. Omunye uzabuya, ngibuya ebizweni likaBaba wami, futhi alingamukelanga mina, kodwa omunye ozabuya ebizweni lakhe, futhi yena lizamamukela, futhi bakwenza eNicaea.
Are you a Christian? I'm Baptist. Are you a Christian? I'm Pentecost. Are you a Christian? I'm Methodist. Another name. But when it comes to that name of Jesus Christ, they walk as far from it as they can. They don't want nothing to do with it. For he is the Word. And the Word declares itself.
Ungum Christu na ngingum Baptist. Ungum Christu na ngingum Pentecost. Ungum Christu na ngingum Methodist. Elinye ibizo. Kodwa nxa sekusiza kulelo bizo. Lika Jesu Christu. Bayahambela khatshana lalo ngokwenelisa kwabo abafuni lutho lokwenza ngalo ngoba yena ulilizwi futhi ilizwi liyazitsho ngokwalo.
Notice, the only way of escape, he is the rose of Sharon. The Bible said he was. Every title in the Bible of God belongs to Jesus Christ.
Nanzelela indlela kuphela yokuphepha yena uliluba laseSharon. IBhayibheli lacho ukuba yena wayeyikho konke okuyisikhundla. EBhayibhelini kuka uNkulunkulu ngokuka Jesu Kristu.
He was Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. He that was, which is and shall come, the root and offspring of David, both root and offspring of David, the morning star, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the Alpha Omega, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all in Jesus Christ. He was the full manifestation of Jehovah God made flesh to dwell among us. Exactly what he was.
Yena wayengu Alpha Omega. Isiqalo njalo lesiqino yena owayekhona okhona futhi loza kuza impande futhi lenhlumela kaDavida kokubili impande kanye lehlumela kaDavida inkanyezi yokusa iluba laseSharon iluba lesigodi uAlpha lo Omega ubaba indodana umoya ongcwele konke kuJesu Kristu yena wayebonakaliswa okugcweleyo kukaJehova uNkulunkulu enziwa waba yinyama ukuhlala phakathi kwethu khona kanye lokhu yena ayehikho.
He was the rose of Sharon. What did they do with the rose of Sharon? They squeezed it out, mashed it out to get the perfume out of it.
Yena wayeliluba laseSharon. Kuyina bakwenzayo kanye leluba laseSharon. Bali kama luna. Bali ucuza luna. Ukuze bathole amakha kilo.
A beautiful rose has to be squeezed down to get the perfume from the rose. That was a beautiful life. And there was a life lived like it, but it had to be squeezed out on Calvary.
Iluba elihle kufanele likhanywe ukuze sithole amakha avela kulo leyo kwakuyimpilo enhle akuzake ngitsho kwaba lempilo eyaphilwa njengayo kodwa kwakufanele ikhanyelwe eCalvary.
See, they took the anointing of the rose of Sharon and put it up on Aaron. He had to be anointed with that for to go in before the Lord in the holy place and the holy veil, he had to be anointed with the rose of Sharon to go in to sprinkle the mercy seat each year.
Bon, bathatha ugcobo lweluba leSharon futhi balubeka phezu kuka Aaron. kwakufanele ukuthi agcotshwe kanye ngalokho ukuze angene phakathi phambi kwenkosi endaweni engcwele phakathi kweveyili elingcwele kwakufanele ukuthi agcotshwe ngeluba laseSharon ukungena acele isihlalo somusa kanye ngomnyaka.
And that anointing must be upon him, a sweet-smelling savior unto the Lord. Packing the blood of the Lamb before him, after it had also been sprinkled by the Lamb. Pomegranates and bells around his garments, he had to walk a certain step, playing holy, holy, holy unto the Lord.
Foot ukugcotshwa lokho kufanele kube phezu kwakhe, iphunga elinukelela mnandi, enkosini ephethe igazi lewundlu, phambi kwakhe, emva kokubana laye eceliwe liwundlu, ama pomangereti futhi lezi kencezo esambathweni sakhe kwakufanele ahambe ngokunyathela okuthile ekhalisa ngcwele 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 enkosini.
Notice, he is that rose of Sharon, that sweet smelling savior, the anointing upon his people. You cannot come before him with any creed, any other thing, but anointed with that rose of Sharon, the word.
Nanzelela uyilelo luba lase Sharon lephunga elinukelela mnanti ugcobo phezu kwabantu bakhe. Awungeke ubuye phambi kwakhe loba ngayiphi imvumo nkulu loba yiphi enye into kodwa ugcothwe yilelo luba laseSharon ilizwi.
He also is the lily of the valley. Now how do you get opium? You get opium when you take a lily and squeeze it out. You get the opium.
Futhi yena uliluba lesigodi. Manje uyithola njani iopiyami? Uyithola iopiyami nxa uthatha iluba futhi ulikhame. Uthola iopiyami.
Doctors use it in their laboratories. Take a man that's nervous and frustrated, or a woman, and she feels like she's going to go crazy. She's walking the floor and screaming. She's in hysterics.
Odokotela bayisebenzisa ema laboratory abo. Thatha indoda elokwethuka thuka lokungahlaliseki kumbe umfazi ozwa njengokuthi usezahlanya. Ehamba hamba phansi futhi ehlaba umkhosi uyaphaphatheka.
A doctor will take a little of his lily opium and push it into her arm or vein somewhere or his, and they quieten down. It's all over for a while. But just as soon as that opium dies out, here they come again worse than they ever was.
Udokotela uyathatha iopium yakhe endutshwane futhi amhlabe ijekiseni engalweni yakhe kumbe emathanjeni kwenye indawo kumbe eyakhe futhi bayahlaliseka sekuphelile konke okwezikhatshana kodwa nje lapho leyo opium iphela nampo bona besiza njalo okwedlulisa lokho abakade beyikho.
But I tell you friends, that's only a type of the genuine opium from the lily of the valley that I know. He is the lily of the valley. He was squeezed out on Calvary. He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we were healed.
Kodwa ngizalitshela bangani lokho luhlobo kuphela lweopium eqotho evela elubeni lesigodi engiwaziyo. Yena uliluba lesigodi, yena wakhanywa eCalvary, yena walinyazelwa impambeko zethu ngamanxeba akhe thina sasiliswa.
In that squeezing out of the flowers, he was the flower, he's the greatest flower that ever grew, was this lily of the valley and this great rose of Sharon.
Kulokho lokho kukhanya kwamaluba, yena wayeliluba, yena wayeliluba elikhulu kulawo asake akhula, kwakuliluba lesigodi futhi leliluba elikhulu leSharon.
Now he hangs tonight, spanned between heavens and earth. I believe he was that time, brother, to take away the sin of the world and to bring healing back to the world. And the Bible said that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Kates uyalenga ebusuku, ebekwe phakathi kwezulu futhi lomhlaba. Ngiyakholwa yena wayelapho ngaleso sikhathi, ngingathi ukususa isono somhlaba futhi lokubuyisela ukusiliswa njalo emhlabeni futhi iBhayibhelithi ungofanayo izolo lamhla lanini nini.
Friend, when God told Moses in the wilderness, which was a type of him, to lift up a brass serpent, and brass represents sin judged. The serpent represents, the brass serpent represents sin already judged.
Ngane, lapho uNkulunkulu etshela uMose phakathi enkangala okwaye kungumfanekiso wakhe ukuphakamisa inyoka yethusi futhi ithusi limela isono sahlulelwe. Inyoka imela, inyoka yethusi imela isono sesihle sahlulelwa.
As brass is divine judgment, like the brazing altar where the sacrifices is laid, and also Elijah looked up and he said the skies is like brass, divine judgment up on an unbelieving nation that have backslid from God. Brass represents judgment, divine judgment.
Njengoba ithusi li kwahlulelwa kukaNkulunkulu, njenge lathi lethusi lapho imihlatshelo eyayibekwa khona, futhi lo Elijah wakhangela phezulu, futhi wathi isibhakabhaka sasinjengethusi ukwahlulelwa kukaNkulunkulu phezu kwesizwe esingakholwayo esase sihlehlele emuva kuNkulunkulu. Ithusi limela ukwahlulelwa, ukwahlulelwa kukaNkulunkulu.
And the serpent represented sin already judged. And Jesus was that serpent, made sin for us and took the judgments of God upon him. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Futhi inyoka yayimele isono sesahlulelwe. Futhi uJesu wayinyoka leyo enziwe isono isenzelwa thina, futhi wathatha ukwahlulelwa kukaNkulunkulu phezu kwakhe. Yena walinyazelwa izimpambeko zethu, wacujuzelwa ububi bethu. Ukujeziswa kokuthula kwethu kwakuphezu kwakhe, futhi langamanxeba akhe thina sisilisiwe.
Oh, God's got his cabinet full of opium tonight for you. Christian friend, you're sick and suffering. All your weary is just too hard for you. You can't stand it much longer. You'll go wild in this modern day that we're living.
Oh, uNkulunkulu ule kabuti yakhe, igcwele iopium, ngalobu busuku, isenzela wena. Ngani ongumKristu, uyagula njalo, uhlupheka. Oh, ukhathe khona nje kunzima kakhulu kuwe. Awungeke ukumele isikhathi esithi ungahlanya kulolu suku lwalamuhla esiphila kilo.
Did you just hear Lifeline tonight? Not what they said at Russia says in 55 that they'll absolutely take full control of the whole world. Before that can happen, the rapture has to come. So how close is it, friend? It's right here close now at hand.
Lizwile yini ku Lifeline kulobu busuku lokhu abakuthileyo ukuthi iRussia ithi ngo-55 ukuthi bona uqobo baza busa umhlaba wonke. Lokhu kungakwenzakali, ukuhlwithwa kumele kubuye. Ngakho sokuseduze okunganani mngane, sekukhona lapha sokusondeli.
Won't you seek him tonight with all your heart? He is the lily of the valley, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's here tonight to lift himself up among his people, just like Moses lifted up the sin sign, judge, and not only sin, but sickness.
Awungeke umdinge yena lobu busuku ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Yena uliluba lesigodi, futhi ungofanayo izolo lamuhla lanini nini. Yena ulapha lobu busuku ukuthi aziphakamise ngokwakhe phakathi kwabantu bakhe. NjengoMose waphakamisela phezulu isibonakaliso sesono sesahlulelwe, futhi hatshi kuphela isono kodwa lemikhuhlane.
Remember, Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the brass serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. What did Moses lift it up for? For sin, unbelief, and for sickness. Jesus was lifted up also for sin, sickness, and unbelief. He was the same thing.
Kumbula uJesu wathi, njengoMose waphakamisa inyoka yethusi, njalo kufanele indodana yomuntu iphakanyiswe phezulu. Kuyini uMose ayekuphakamisela khona phezulu? Ngenxa yesono, ukungakholwa, futhi ngenxa yomkhuhlane. UJesu waphakanyiselwa phezulu, njalo ngenxa yesono, umkhuhlane lokungakholwa, yena wayeyinto efanayo.
Now tonight, in the days when we got this great discrepancy, Jesus Christ promised in Luke that in the days of before the coming of the Lord would be like it was in the days of Sodom.
Manje lobu busuku, ezinsukwini lapho sithola lokhu kwahluka okukhulu. UJesu Christ wathembisa kuLuka ukuthi ezinsukwini phambi kokubuya kwenkosi kuza kuba njengoba kwakunjalo ngensuku zeSodoma.
And when the Son of Man would reveal himself, like the Son of Man revealed himself to Abraham down there, Elohim, God made flesh among people and dwelt there with Abraham and showed him, told him what Sarah was thinking of, sitting behind him in the tent that he had never seen.
Futhi lalapho indodana yomuntu izambula ngokwayo, njengendodana yomuntu yazambula ngokwayo ku-Abraham phansi le u-Elohim, uNkulunkulu enziwe waba yinyama phakathi kwabantu futhi wahlala lapho uAbraham lapho futhi wamtshengisa wamtshela lokho uSarah ayecabanga ngakho ehlezi ngemva kwakhe phakathi kwetende wayengakazi ambuni.
Told her what she and called her name Sarah. Abraham, not his name Abram, he started out with, but Abraham. Not Sarah, S-A-R-A-A, but S-A-R-A-H. Where is thy wife, Sarah?
Wamtshela lokhu ayeke futhi wabiza ibizo lakhe. Sarah, Abraham, hathi ibizo lakhe, Abraham. Aqala ngalo, kodwa Abraham. Hathi Sarai, S-A-R-A. I kodwa S-A-R-A-H ungaphumi kakho uSara.
Said she's in the tent behind you. Said I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. And she laughed. He said, why did she laugh?
What usetendeni ngemva kwakho? What ngiza kuvakatshela wena ngokuya kwesikhathi sempilo. Futhi yena wahleka. Yena what kungani ehlekile.
Now Jesus said just before this great discrepancy is gathered and burned that the Son of Man will reveal himself in the same manner as he did then.
Manje uJesu wathi ngaphambi nje kokuba lokwahluka okukhulu kubuthanisiwe futhi kuchiswe ukuthi indodana yomuntu izazambula ngokwayo ngendlela efanayo ayenzayo yena le.
And that's what is it? It's a lifting up afresh before you. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe it? Let us bow our heads then for prayer.
Futhi lokho kuyini yikuphakanyiswa kakutsha phambi kwenu ukuthi uJesu Christ ungofanayo izolo lamuhla lanini nini. Liyakukholwa lokho na asikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu ke ukuze sikhuleke.
Dear God, we love you. Your word is so foodful with us, Lord. We just love it. We live by it, Lord. It seems that our capacity is never sufficient.
Nkulunkulu othandekayo, siyakuthanda ilizwi lakho ligcwele ukudla kanye lathi Nkosi, siyalithanda lona nje siphila ngalo Nkosi. Kunje ngokuthi imizamo yethu ayisoze iyenele.
We just love to sit at your table around your word and enjoy the blessings, Lord, when we come together like this, brothers and sisters, who's been blood bought by the Son of God, who is the purchase of your blood.
Sithanda nje ukuhlala etafuleni lakho, ngase lizwini lakho, futhi sikholise izibusiso, Nkosi lapho siza ndawonye, kanje abafo wethu labodade, abathengwa ngegazi, yindodana kaNkulunkulu, oyintengo yegazi lakho.
And we come here tonight, Lord, we've dedicated these nights for praying for the sick. And according to the scriptures, you said that by the stripes we were healed.
Futhi sibuya lapha lobu busuku, Nkosi. Sinikela lobu busuku ukukhulekela abagulayo. Futhi mayelana ngombhalo, wena wakhuluma ukuthi ngamanqeba sasiliswa.
It isn't necessary to pray then, only confess our sins. For by your stripes we were, past tense, healed. Oh, what a day of salvation. What a promise by Emmanuel. That is certainly truth.
Akudingeki ukukhuleka ke, ukuvuma izono zethu kuphela. Ngoba ngamanxeba akho thina, sa isikhathi esedluleyo, sa siliswa o lusuku bani lwesindiso isithembiso bani ngo Emmanuel lokho kuliqiniso sibili.
You said a little while and the world won't see me no more, yet you'll see me, for I, the personal pronoun of I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world.
Wena wathi kuseyisikhatshana njalo umhlaba awusayi kungibona futhi kodwa lina liza ngibona ngoba ngisabizwana somuntu sika ngiza kuba lani la phakathi kwenu kuze kube sekupheleni komhlaba.
And at the end of the time, this great consummation, you said just before it happens, it'll be just like before the fire fell in Sodom and burned up the Gentile world. that there would come a revelation again of the Son of Man, just like it was at Sodom. Father, may the people not miss it.
Futhi ekupheleni kwesikhathi, kulokho ukuphela okukhulu, wena wathi ngaphambili nje kokuba kwenzeki, kuza kuba njengalapho ungakehli umlilo eSodoma, futhi wathisa umhlaba wabezizwe, ukuthi kuza kuza isambulo njalo sendodana yomuntu, njengoba nje kwakuyikho eSodoma baba, kabanga kukhuthi lokhu abantu.
I pray God, it's a crude little thing, if I said wrong, forgive me, pull it into a gear. I love them, Lord. I pray that they won't miss it. Let this be one of the great nights, Lord.
Futhi ngiyakhuleka uNkulunkulu, njengento encane engelanhlo nipho. Uma ngikhulume kube, ngixolele, ngidonsa igiya, ngiyabathanda Nkosi. Ngiyakhuleka ukuthi bangakukhuthi. Lobu ngakube ngobunye bobusuku obukhulu Nkosi.
May every sick, afflicted, blind, whatever it is in here, Lord, be healed tonight. May every sinner be saved. Right in their hearts now, if they are unbeliever, may they accept Christ at this moment. Grant it, Father. It's all in your hands. We commit ourselves to you to see you come among us.
Makuthi bonke abagulayo, abahluphekileyo, abayiziphofu, loba kungaba kuyini okulapha Nkosi, basile, makuthi sonke isoni sisindiswe khona enhlizweni zabo kathesi, nxa bengaba ngakholwayo abamukele uKristu kulesi sikhathi, siphe kuna baba konke kusezandleni zakho, siyazinikela ngokwethu kuwe ukubona usiza phakathi kwethu.
And you said in St. John 14:12, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also. How we know that you made yourself known to the people, for you was that prophet that Moses said that would raise up.
Futhi wathi kuJohane ongcwele 14:12, lo okholwa kimi imsebenzi engiyenzayo uzayenza laye. Siyakwazi sibili ukuthi wena wazazisa njani ngokwakho ebantwini, ngoba wena wawunguye lo umprophet lo uMosi owathi uzaphakama.
They hadn't had prophets for hundreds of years. Discrepancy was on every hand, but yet the word of God had to be fulfilled. So the word became flesh, and so did the discrepancy.
Abazange babe laba prophet okweminyaka engamakhulu, ukwahluka kwakundawo zonke, kodwa ke lapho ilizwi likaNkulunkulu kwakufanele ligcwaliswe, ngakho ilizwi laba yinyama futhi kanjalo lokwahluka.
And Father, we see it again today, the discrepancy becoming one great big bundle, and we see the word coming the same way. Bless us tonight, Father. We commit ourselves to you with your word. Whatever you have need for us to do, do with us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Futhi baba, siyakubona njalo lamuhla ukwahluka kusiba inyanda eyodwa enkulu, futhi siyabona leli lizwi lisiza ngendlela efanayo. Sibusise lobu busuku baba, siyazinikela ngokwethu kanye lelizwi lakho, loba yini wena ongafuna ukuba siyenze, iyenze ngathi Nkosi, ebizweni lika Jesu, amen.
What he said. Maybe he wanted to tell us something, so just be reverent.
Asikwazi ukuthi yena utheni, angabe elindele ukusitshela olunye ulutho, ngakho banini ngabahloniphayo nje okwesikhatshana.
Behold, the hand of the Lord is here to save thee. Behold, the hand of the Lord is here to redeem thee, and to write thy name upon the Lamb's book of life. Believe ye the word of God, and obey it, and thou shalt have the peace of God upon thy soul, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Did you ever read Scripture where the enemy was coming and they were all gathered together and the enemy was such a great force?
Amen. Selage labala. Umbhalo lapho isitha esasisiza khona, futhi bonke babe buthene ndawonye, futhi babe isitha sasilamandla amakhulu.
And the Spirit of God fell upon a man and told him, and he prophesied and said, we're to go and lay in wait, and they destroyed their enemy.
Futhi umoya kaNkulunkulu wehlela phezu kwenye indoda, futhi wamtshela njalo ya profeta, futhi yacho okukuya khona, futhi bacathamela futhi babhidliza isitha sabo.
There it comes again. There's the place to destroy your enemy. See, take the hand of God. The hand of God is Christ, of course, the Word. So take that in your hearts tonight. While we call the prayer line.
Nanko ke kusiza njalo. Nanso indawo yokubhidliza isitha sakho. Bona, thatha isandla sikaNkulunkulu. Sandla sikaNkulunkulu nguKristu phela. Ilizwi ngakho thatha lokho enhlizweni yakho. Ngalobu busuku lapho sibiza umzila womkhuleko.
I believe Billy give out prayer cards to get it. Bees. Let's take B85. We had 15 last night. We usually try to get about 15 a night. And then hold your cards, we'll get them out. Let's try about 15.
Ngiyakholwa uBill unikezile amakhadi okukhulekelwa. Njalo lamuhla B asithathen uB amachumi ayisifica mune mbili lanhlanu. Ubusuku bayizolo bese lamachumi lanhlanu izolo ebusuku sijwayele ukuthatha mhlawumbe ichumi lanhlanu ngobusuku futhi ke bambani amakhadi enu sizawuthatha kathesi asizameni mhlawumbe ichumi lanhlanu.
85 B, like Branham, you know, B 85 to 100. And let's see, who has B 85? Raise up your hand. You're sure? Oh, in the back. All right, 85, come up.
Amachumi ayisifica munwe mbili lanhlanu B. Njengo Branham liyazi B. Amachumi ayisifica munwe mbili lanhlanu kusiya bamba ikhulu. Futhi si asibone ngubani olo B. Amachumi ayisifica munwe mbili lanhlanu. Phakamisa isandla sakho uqinisile o emuva ngale kulungile amachumi ayisifica munwe mbili lanhlanu buya phezulu.
Now my son, so that there might be strangers here wouldn't know how this was done. My son comes down here, or someone, if he isn't able to come, Brother Border, somebody else, some man, will come down and take these cards, 100 of them, and stand them before the people and mix them up together.
Manje ndodana yam, ukuze ukuthi mhlawumbe kungaba lezihambi la, bengakwazi ukuba lokhu kwenziwa njani. Indodana yam iyabuya phansi lapha, kumbe omunye umuntu nxa engenelisi ukubuya. Mfowethu Potters omunye umuntu uzabuya phansi futhi athathe amakhadi lawo ikhulu lawo futhi bemile phambi kwabantu njalo bewaxobanise ndawonye.
So therefore he gives you a card. He can't tell you you're going to be up here on a platform. He don't know that, and neither do I know. I come at night, just pull out about 10 or 15 somewhere along in the cards.
Ngakho ke akunikeze ikhadi angeke akutshele ukuba uzakuba phezulu lapha kuplatform yena gakwazi lokho. Futhi loba lami kangazi. Ngiyabuya ebusuku ngidonse nje mhlawumbe alichumi kumbe alichumi lanhlanu kwenye indawo kusiya phakathi emakhadini.
That doesn't have one thing to do with your healing. You can sit right there. Look last night. How many of you were here last night? Let's see your hand. How the people was just healed all out through the meeting.
Lokho kakula lutho lokwenza ngokusila kwakho. Ungahlala khonapho khangela ubusuku bayizolo. Bangaki ababe lapha ubusuku bayizolo asiboneni izandla zenu. Abantu babe siliswa njani khona nje ngase mhlanganweni wonke.
Now that was 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90. Let's have them come right now. B 85,
86, 87, 88, 89, 90. Manje lelo bekungamachumi amachumi ayisificamunwembili lesithupha. Amachuma isifica omnembili lasikhombisa, amachuma isifica omnembili lasifica omnembili, amachuma isifica omnembili lasifica omnemnye, amachuma isifica omnemnye ake babuye khona manje. B amachuma isifica omnembili lanhlanu, amachuma isifica omnembili lasithupha, amachuma isifica omnembili lasikhombisa, amachuma isifica omnembili lasifica omnembili, amachuma isifica omnembili lasifica omnemnye, amachuma isifica omnemnye.
There have been one, surely, we need, somebody's, here's another one, yes, that'd make it, 90, 90 to 100 now, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97,
99. Lelo libe, ngeqiniso, sifuna futhi nxa omunye, nango lapho, yebo, lokhu, kuzakwenza, kube kuhle. Amachuma isifica munemunye, amachuma isifica munemunye, kusiya bamba ikhulu kathesi, amachuma isifica munemunye, amachuma isifika omunemnye lanye amachuma isifika omunemnye lambili amachuma isifika omunemnye lantathu amachuma isifika omunemnye lanye amachuma isifika omunemnye lahlanu amachuma isifika omunemnye lasithupha amachumi isifika omunemnye lasikhombisa amachuma isifika omunemnye amachuma isifika omunembili sifika omunemunye.
If you can't move, if you're, I see we got a couple, three wheelchairs here now, four of them, I believe I can see. If you got a prayer card, it's your number's called, you can't move, just raise your hand, we'll wheel it up here.
Nga ungenelisi ukuhamba. Nga u, ngiyabona silabathile. Izihlalo zamasondo ezintathu. Lapha kathesi, ezine zazo, ngiyakholwa, ngiyabona. Nga ule khadi lokukhulekelwa, inombolo yakho ebiziweyo futhi ungenelisi ukuhamba. Phakamisa nje isandla sakho siza hambisa phezulu lapha.
If you haven't got no prayer card, just sit there and pray and say, Lord Jesus, let it be me tonight. How many here doesn't have a prayer card? Raise up your hand. Oh my.
Futhi nxa ungenalo ikhadi lokukhulekelwa hlala nje khona lapho ukhuleke futhi uthi Nkosi Jesu aku be yimi lobu busuku bangake phakathi lapha. Abangela makhado okukhulekelwa phakamisana izandla zenu.
All right. Now let's just say this. I hope it don't sound sacrilegious, but there's a little woman one time that didn't have a prayer card, would say. She went pressing through the crowd. She said, "Now listen close. If I can touch that man's garments, I'll be made well." How many knows the story?
Oh, mina kulungile manje. Ngasithini lokho? Ngithemba akuzwakali njengo kungelanhlonipho. Kodwa ukhona omunye umfazi omncane kwesinye isikhathi owayengela ikhadi lomkhuleko singatsho wahamba eziminyanisa phakathi kwexuku wathi manje lalelisani nxa kuphela ngingathinta isembatho saliyana indoda ngizasile bangake abaziyo indaba.
Right? And what did she do? She touched him and went over and sat down, and Jesus turned around. He knew where she was at. Is that right? He knew what her trouble was. Is that right?
Kulungile futhi wenzani wamthinta futhi wayahlala phansi futhi uJesu wasechibilika wayesazi lapho ayekhona kuyikho lokho na wayesazi ukuba udubo lwakhe luyini kuyikho lokho na.
He knew what her trouble was, so he told her what her trouble was, and she felt in her body that the blood issue had stopped. Is that right? Because why? She had touched him.
Wayesazi ukuba udubo lwakhe lwaluyini ngakho yena wamtshela ukuba udubo lwakhe lwaluyini futhi wezwa ngaphakathi komzimba wakhe ukuba lo dubo lwegazi lwaselumile kuyikho lokho na ngoba kungani wayesemthintile yena.
Now how many Christians here tonight that know according to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, that Jesus right now is a high priest, the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity? Is he?
Manje mangake amaKristu lapha lobu busuku abakwaziyo mayelana ngamaHebheru ibhuku lamaHebheru ukuthi uJesu khona ngathesi ungumpristi omkhulu olokuzwelana lobuthakathaka bethu unguye.
All right, if he is the same high priest, the same office high priest, how would he act then? He'd act just the same as he did then. Do you believe that?
Kulungile. Nxa yena engumpristi omkhulu ofanayo isikhundla esifanayo umpristi omkhulu ngakho yena uza kwenza njani? Yena uza kwenza njengokufana la kwenza le. Liyakukholwa lokho?
He would act just the same as he did then, if you can believe that. All right, how many believe that? Raise up your hands. I actually believe it.
Yena uza kwenza njengokufana la kwenza le nxa ungakukholwa lokho. Kulungile bangaki abakukholwayo lokho? Phakamisani isandla sakho uthi ngiyakukholwa sibili.
All right, before they form the prayer line, let's have a prayer line out there. I know he's here. I feel his presence. Amen. And I know that he's here. Prayer line ready. Let's go to call out there. You just pray. Just look this way and pray. Just believe.
Kulungile. Bengakenzi umzila womkhuleko. Asibe ndomzila womkhuleko phandle le ngiyakwazi ulapha ngiyabuzwa ubukho bakhe futhi ngiyakwazi ukuthi ulapha buya umzila womkhuleko usulungile bengiza biza phandle lapha wena njenge khuleka khangela nje ngapha futhi ukhuleke kholwa nje.
A little lady sitting here looking right at me. Sitting next to a lady that's got glasses on. Can't you see that hanging over that woman? Look here. She's suffering with heart trouble. You believe that God will heal you? If you do, raise up your hand.
Inina elincane elihlezi lapha likhangele khona kimi lihlezi eduze lenina eligqoke amangilazi alikuboni lokho okulenga phezulu kwalo umfazi khangela lapha boni ubulawa luhlupho lwenhliziyo uyakhola ukuba uNkulunkulu uza kuselisa nqa uvuma phakamisa isandla sakho.
That's what your trouble was. That's right. Now if that was your trouble, raise up your hand so that people can see. Raise up your hand like this. Now you don't have it no more now. Your faith made you well.
Yiko obe kuluhlupho lwakho. Lokho yiko. Manje nxa lolo bekuluhlupho lwakho, phakamisa isandla sakho. Ukuze abantu babone, phakamisa isandla sakho kanjalo. Manje kawuselakho. Njalo futhi kathesi ukholo lwakho lukusilisile.
He's the same yesterday, today and forever. Oh, there is a discrepancy, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. It's just I just keep praying. See, you don't have to be up here that you might know.
Yena ungofana izolo lamhla lanini nini. Oh, kulokwahluka. Kodwa uJesu Christ ungofana izolo lamhla lanini nini. Lokho manje qhubekani lilokho likhuleka nje bona akudingi ukuba ube phezulu lapha ukuze ube kwazi.
Now this is a lady. As far as I know, I've never seen her in my life. She's just a woman standing here and got a prayer card and didn't know whether he's going to be called or not. Somebody just give you a prayer card and your number's called, so you just come up here. Is that right?
Manje leli linina njengokwazi kwami angazi ngimbone empilweni yami ungumfazi nje ezimele lapha futhi ule khadi lomkhuleko futhi ubenga kwazi ukuthi wena mhlawumbe ubeza kubizwa kumbe hatch omunye umuntu ukuphe ikhadi lomkhuleko futhi wena inombolo yakho yabizwa ngakho wena wasubuya phezulu lapha kuyikho lokhu na.
And I have no way of knowing what you are, who you are, where you come from, what you want, nothing about it. I'm just a man. You're the woman. That's right. This same picture from one time in the Bible, St. John the 4th chapter.
Futhi angila ndlela yokwazi lokho oyikho ukuba ungubani lapha ovela khona lalokhu okufunayo akula lutho mayelana ngakho mina ngiyindoda nje wena ungumfazi lokhu yikho lungumfanekiso onje wabuya kwesinye isikhathi eBhayibhelini uJohane ongcwele isahluko 4.
I said, what'd you do, Brother Branham? Just saying, a while ago, just pulled over in that little gear, see? I don't know, see? He has to do it, I don't know. How did that woman out there? I never seen that woman in my life. She's a total stranger to me. I believe it was a woman.
Manje wena uthi wenzeni mfowethu Branham khona nje okwesikhatshana esedluleyo kudonswe nje igiya lelo elincane bona angikwazi bona yena ufanele akwenze angikwazi wenza njani umfazi lo phandle le angazi ngimbone lo mfazi empilweni yami ungowe zini opheleleyo kimi.
Who is the person that's healed just now out there in the audience with you? Yeah. We're strangers to one another. If that's right, wave your hand like this. See? I never seen the woman, but she was sitting there believing. Now, she touched something, didn't she?
Guban umuntu osilisweyo, khona nje kathesi phandle ebantwini. Unga, yebo, asazani omunye lomunye. Nxa kuyikho, hambisa isandla sakho kanje, bona. Angikaze ngimbone lumfazi. Kodwa ebehlezi lapha ekholo manje uthinte enye into akazange na.
It wouldn't do no good to touch me, but now can't you see that the Bible is exactly the word of God? He's the same yesterday, today and forever. We become tabernacles of that Holy Spirit which is Christ. See, that's the real seed.
Akuyikusiza lutho ukuthinta mina kodwa manje alikuboni na ukuthi iBhayibheli yilo ilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Yena ungofana izolo lamuhla laninini sibanga mathe baneke likamoya ongcwele onguKristu bona leyo hiyo imbe uqobo
then if that real Holy Spirit gets into the real seed of the Word, not it just won't take part of it because the devil uses that. You've got to take it all. Every word of it, because he's not half God, he's all God. And that's what takes place.
Ngakho nxa lo moya ongcwele uqobo ungena embewini uqobo yelizwi, hathi akusoze kuthathe nje ingxenye yakho. Ngoba udevil usebenzisa lokho, kufanele kuthathe khona konke. Bona, lonke ilizwi lakho, ngoba yena akasuye uNkulunkulu oyingxenye, yena unguNkulunkulu wonke. Bona, futhi yikho okuthatha indawo.
Now here's a woman, I've never seen her. Jesus found a woman like this one time. Maybe not in the same condition, I don't know. And he's sitting at a well. He had need to go down to Samaria.
Manje nang umfazi angaze ngimbone. UJesu wathola umfazi onje kwesinye isikhathi, mhlawumbe kungesimo esifanayo, angikwazi. Futhi wayehleze emthonjeni, wayefuna ukuya eSamaria.
And we find out Samaria was under the hill and he's going to Jericho, rather, and he went around by Samaria and come to the city of Sychar, and he sat down on the well and sent his disciples away for food.
Futhi siyathola ukuthi iSamaria yayingaphansi kwentaba, futhi wayesiya eJericho kunjalo, futhi yena wasehamba ngaseSamaria wabuya emzini waseSika, futhi yena wahlala phansi emthonjeni njalo wathuma abafundi bakhe ukuyadinga ukudla.
How many races of people are there in the world? Three. Ham, Shem, and Japheth's people. We all come from Noah. The rest of the world was destroyed at that time. Only three races of people, that Jew, Gentile, and Samaritan, which was half Jew and Gentile.
Kulezi nhlanga zabantu abangaki ezikhona emhlabeni. Ezintathu. UHam, uShem, futhi labantu bakaJafet. Sonke sivela kuNoah. Futhi umhlaba wonke wabhidlizwa kuleso sikhathi. Izinhlanga zabantu abathathu kuphela. Labo amaJuda abezizwe futhi lamaSamaria ababe ingxenye yamaJuda labezizwe.
That's all the races is in the world. They're just three. Everything in God is perfect in three. Like these three I was talking of tonight. Three stages of discrepancies, three stages of word made flesh, so forth.
Futhi yizo zonke inhlanga ezisemhlabeni bona ezintathu nje. Yonke into kuNkulunkulu iphelele kokuthathu. Nje ngalezi ezintathu ebengikhuluma ngazo lobu busuku, izigaba ezintathu zokwahluka, izigaba ezintathu ilizwi lisiba yinyama lokunjalo. Bona.
Now, and he had talked to the Jews, told Philip, when he brought Nathanael up, that where he was, said, I seen him when he was under the tree.
Manje futhi yena owakhuluma kumaJuda, watshela uPhilip lapho eletha uNathanael, ukuthi yena wayengapi futhi wathi ngimbone lapho engaphansi kwesihlahla.
He told Andrew, he brought Peter up, he said, your name is Simon and you shall be called Peter from now on, said you're the son of Jonas. See, now that was all Jews, but here he goes to a Gentile. Not a Gentile, but a Samaritan.
Yena watshela uAndrew, wayelethe uPetru, yena wathi ibizo lakho nguSimon. Futhi wena uzakubizwa ngokuthi Petru, kusukela kathesi kusiya. Wathi uyindodana kaJonas. Bona, manje bona bonke babengamaJuda, kodwa lapha uya owezizwe, hatshi owezizwe, kodwa umSamaria.
Now is the Gentiles' time. He never performed that one time to Gentiles. Search the scriptures, never. But he promised in Luke 22 that he would do it just before the coming.
Kathesi kuyisikhathi sabezizwe. Yena akazange akwenze lokho. Ngithola kanye kwabezizweni, hlola emibhalweni, ngitsho. Kodwa wathembisa lokhu kuLuka 22 ukuthi yena uzakwenza ngaphambi nje kokubuya.
But he sat down there and here come a half Jew and Gentile out, a woman. And he said to her, woman, bring me a drink. She said, well, you shouldn't ask that so much. There's a segregation here. You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan.
Kodwa wahlala phansi khonapho, futhi nanku kusiza ingxenye yomJuda lowezizwe. Umfazi futhi wathi kuye, mfazi, akunginikeze amanzi okunatha. Wathi ngani akufanelanga ucele lokho kangaka, thina sikukhona ubandululo lapha. UngumJuda, njalo mina ngingumSamaria.
He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. What was he doing? contacting her spirit. And as soon as he found what her trouble was, well, he told her to go get her husband. She said she didn't have any. He said, that's right, you've had five.
Yena what got aluba ubusazi ukuba nguban okhuluma laye ubuza ukucela kimi ukuba unathi uyini ayekwenza wayethinta umoya wakhe futhi lapho esefumene uhlupho lwakhe yebo wasemtshela ukuthi ayethatha indoda yakhe what wayengelayo ngisho yena what lokho yikho suke waba labahlanu.
Now look, when the Pharisees seen him do that, right, that discrepancy right amongst the word, what did they say? They said, this man's Beelzebub, a fortune teller.
Manje kanyela abafarisi bathi bembona esenza lokho. Yebo ukwahluka lokho khona phakathi kwelizwi. Uyina abakuchoyo bona. But lundoda, uBeelzebub, isanuse bona.
And Jesus said, whoever spoke that on the Holy Ghost when he come to do the same would never be forgiven. There's your discrepancy. Amen. But he said he would forgive them because the Holy Spirit hadn't come. The sacrifice of the Lamb hadn't died.
Futhi uthes what? Doba ngubani okhuluma lokhu phezu komoya ongcwele. Lapho esebuyile ukuzoyenza okufanayo. Akasozi axolwele. Nanko ke lapho ukwahluka kwakho. Bona. Kodwa wathi wayeza kubaxolela ngaleso sikhathi ngoba umoya ongcwele wayengakabuye umhlatshelo iwundlu lalingakafi.
But then the woman didn't think that. The woman said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. They hadn't had a prophet for hundreds of years. Said, I perceive you're a prophet. Now we know that Messiah, which is called the Christ, when he comes, that's what he's going to do.
Kodwa ke umfazi kazange wacabanga lokho. Umfazi wathi, mnumzane, ngiyabona ukuthi wena ungumprofeti. Babengazange babe lo mprofeti okweminyaka engamakhulu. Wathi ngiyabona ukuthi wena ungumprofeti. Manje siyakwazi ukuthi uMesiya obizwa ngokuthi nguKristu nxa esiza yikho lokho azabe ekwenza.
Well, if that's what he did, then he's the same yesterday. That's how he made himself known then. Is it the same thing today?
Amen.
Has to be.
Kuhle nxa kuyikho yena akwenzayo. Ngakho yena ungofanayo izolo lamuhle. Iyo indlela yena ayenzayo ukuba azise ngokwakhe leso sikhathi. Akusiyo into efana lalamuhla na kufanele kube hiyo.
Now here is a woman and a man meets again. She's not that woman, I'm not that man. But yet the same Holy Spirit is here and made the promise that the works that he did, we'd do the same thing in the days that the Son of Man would be revealed.
Manje nangu lapha umfazi futhi lendoda bayahlangana njalo. Akasuye loyana umfazi kangisuye leyo ndoda. Kodwa umoya ongcwele ofanayo ulapha futhi wenza isithembiso sokuthi imsebenzi leyo yena ayenzayo siza kwenza into efanayo ezinsukwini indodana yomuntu iza kwambulwa.
Now, not knowing you, and you know that's true, we're total strangers, and you're standing here. There's something, maybe something wrong with you, maybe there's not, I don't know.
Manje ngangikwazi wena, futhi uyakwazi ukubana liqiniso. Kasazani ngokugcweleyo futhi umi lapha kukhona oku mhlawumbe enye into embi ngawo mhlawumbe akula angikwazi.
But if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me by his Holy Spirit what is your trouble, will you believe then that it is the Son of God and not a human being? This is just a hull, this is a tabernacle that God uses any who he has chosen. He does that by sovereign grace and election. So, but you believe, you will.
Kodwa nxa inkosi uJesu ingakwambula kimi ngomoya wakhe ongcwele ukuthi luyini udubo lwakho. Ungakholwa ke ukuthi kuyintodana kaNkulunkulu. Futhi hatshi umuntu. Leli likhasi nje leli ithebhanekile leli. Leli uNkulunkulu alisebenzisayo. Loba ngubani lo yena amkhethileyo. Uyenza lokhu ngomusa wentando yakhe. Futhi lokhetho. Ngakho kodwa wena uyakhola uzakwenza na.
How many audience will believe it? Here we both stand right here before the light that we've never met in this life. Have no more idea who that woman is, what she is, where she come from, what she wants. I've never seen her in my life. No more than I've ever seen that woman down there in my life.
Banga ke phakathi ebantwini abaza kukholwa lokho. Lapha thina sonke simile sibili phambi kokukhanya. Ukuthi asigaze sihlangane kule impilo. Agula ngicho ulwazi ukuthi lo umfazi ungubani, ukuba uyini, ukuba uvela ngapi, lokuthi ufunani. Angaze ngimbone empilweni yami ukufana lo mfazi phansi lapho. Angaze ngimbone empilweni yami.
But see, here's what I'm trying to get you to do. Get that discrepancy away from you now and believe the Word when the Word is made flesh right here among us. The Word becomes alive in our own flesh. That shows the presence of God.
Kodwa bona nanku engizama ukuthi ukwenze susa lokho kwahluka kuwe kathesi ukholo ilizwi lisenzwa inyama khona lapha phakathi kwethu ilizwi liba ngeliphilayo enyameni zethu lokho kutshengisa ubukho bukaNkulunkulu.
I may he grant it to her. She's wanting a worthy cause. She's childless. She wants a baby. She's about 40 years old. That's certainly not impossible.
Manje sengathi angamupha khona ukufunela into efaneleyo. Akala mtwana, ufuna umntwana, usele minyaka mhlawumbe engamachumi amane yobudala. Lokhu sibili akwehluli ukwenzeka.
They're sitting right out there now, women who are bearing all their life. And come to the platform like this, and the Lord give them children. Some of you raise your hand out there that know. See?
Bahlezi khona phandle lapho kathesi. Abafazi ababezi nyumba impilo zabo zonke. Futhi lokubuya ku platform njengalokhu futhi inkosi yabanika abantwana. Abanye benyu phakamisana izandla zenu phandle le abakwaziyo bona. Bona.
I picked up a little darling girl the other day, Sunday after I left here, a Sunday afternoon. That her mother was barren, the Lord spoke.
Ngaphakamisa intombazana ethandekayo ngolunye usuku. Isonto emva kokuba ngisuka lapha ngensonto emini. Unina wayenyumba inkosi yakhuluma.
And the little girl, the sweetest little thing, is she here? Where's she at? Here she is, right? You're sitting right down here, the mother sitting there. There's the little girl herself, see her? She was a spoken word from God.
Futhi intombazana, into encane enhle ukhona nalapha kanti yena unga yebo nangu yena lapha khona lapha uhlezi khona lapha umama ehlezi lapha nansi intombazana ngokwayo liyambo wayeyilizwi elikhulunyiweyo elivela kuNkulunkulu.
Will you believe him with all your heart? Do you believe that that blessing that you have, that you feel in you now, has been God answering?
Manje ungamkholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Uyakholwa na ukuthi leso sibusiso olaso leso osizwayo phakathi kwakho kathesi bekunguNkulunkulu ephendula.
If God would tell me what your name is so he could name the baby, would you believe? Then Miss Thompson, you can go home and have your baby if you believe it with all your heart. You believe with all your heart? Just have faith, no doubt. Just believe God. God is God.
uNkulunkulu engangitshela ukubana ibizo lakho ngubani ukuze umuthi ibizo umntwana ungakholwa nangakho Nkosi Thompson ungahamba endlini futhi ube lo mntana nakho nxa ungakholwa khona ngenhliziyo yakho yonke uyakholwa na ngenhliziyo yakho yonke iba lokukholwa nje ungathandabuzi kholwa uNkulunkulu nje uNkulunkulu nguNkulunkulu.
How do you do, sir? I suppose we're strangers too. The only time I ever seen you in my life, as I know of, is when you was coming there, and I thought you were Brother Shakarin, Meshagan, Brother Meshagan, the singer. When you come by, and then I seen you going to the prayer line.
Unjani numzana, ngitemba gasazani lati, isikhathi kuphela engakubona khona empilweni yami, njengokwazi kwami, kulapho wena usiza lapho, futhi ngacabanga ukuthi ungumalume kamfowethu Shakarin kumbe ngaba bani. Mashakan, umfowethu Mashakan, umhlabeleli lapho usiza futhi ngasembona usiya emzileni wokukhulekelo.
Now being a stranger with you and or to you, and I a stranger each way. Now if the Lord Jesus will tell me something that you it's your maybe what you're wanting. Let's just say that. Tell me what you're wanting.
Manje ngingazani lawo futhi kumbe kuwe. Futhi lami ungangazi. Ngandlelanye manje nga inkosi uJesu engangitshela enye into leyo wena oyiyo, mhlawumbe lokho okufunayo, ake sitsho njalo. Ngikutshelene, angitshele lokho wena okufunayo.
Now he's already given it to you. The only thing is just enough faith to believe it. Now how many understands that? Just enough faith to believe that you get what you ask for.
Manje khona yena usehle wakunika khona into kuphela lukholo luphelele lokukholwa. Manje bangaka bakwaziyo lokho ukholo lwene leyo nje ukuthi uyathola lokho okucelayo bona.
Now if you're up here wanting something and he can tell me what your desire is, then you know I don't know your desire, then it has to be something here that's doing it.
Manje nxa ukhona phezulu lapha ufuna olunye ulutho futhi yena angangitshela mina ukuthi siyini isifiso sakho. Ngakho uyakwazi angisazi isifiso sakho. Ngakho kufanele kube lenye into lapho ekwenzayo lokho.
Now according to the word he promised to do that, he knows the thoughts within their hearts. Is that right? All right?
Manje njengokwelizwi yena wathembisa ukukwenza lokho. Yena wabayazi imicabango engaphakathi kwenhliziyo zabo. Kuyikho lokho na kulungile.
You have a great desire to be healed. One thing, you're suffering with a nervous condition, real nervous. That's right. Another thing, you got a back trouble. And that back has been very bad for some time. You've even had an operation on it. That's thus saith the Lord. That's true.
Ulesi fo esikhulu sokusiliswa. Into eyodwa ubulawa luhlupho lwesimo sokungahlaliseki. Ukwethuka thuka sibili. Lokho yikho enye into ulohlupho lweqolo futhi iqolo le belilibi kakhulu okwesikhathi lapho usuke waba lokuhlinzwa kilo. Lokho kuyicho kanje inkosi, lokho kuliqiniso bona.
And here's another thing, your deep desire is you want to receive the baptism of the Spirit. Come here.
Lokho yikho futhi nansi enye into isifiso sakho esijulileyo yikuthi ufuna ukwamukela ubhaphathizo lukamoya. Lokho yikho kanye. Buya lapha.
Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may this man be filled with the Holy Ghost before he leaves these grounds. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Just have faith, don't doubt.
Nkulunkulu othandekayo, ebizweni likaJesu Kristu, makuthi lindoda igcwaliswe ngumoya ongcwele lapho engakasuki kuli mhlabathi ebizweni likaJesu. Amen. Manje wamukele wona for wami iba lokukholwa nje ungathandabuzi.
How do you do? I suppose as far as I know that we're strangers one to the other. If that's right, so people know, just raise up your hand so you see we're strangers.
Unjani, ngiyethemba ngokwazi kwami ukuthi asazani sobabili. Nxa lokho kuyikho ngani ukuze abantu babekwazi, phakamisa isandla sakho nje ukuze babone ukuthi asazani.
I never seen her in my life knowingly. Now, I guess she never seen me unless it was out in the audience, because the Heavenly Father knows, and here's his word laying here, that I have never seen the woman knowingly in my life. Therefore I wouldn't know what you're here for. Have no idea who you are, what or nothing about you.
Angikazi ngimbone empilweni yami. Ngisazi futhi ngicabanga akazake angiboni ngaphandle kokuthi kuphandle ebantwini, ngoba ubaba osezulwini uyakwazi futhi nanto lapho ilizwi lakhe lihlezi lapha ukuthi angikaze ngimbone lomfazi ngisazi empilweni yami. Ngakho ke angisoze ngibe kwazi ukuba ulandeni lapha, angila lalwazi ukubana ungubani ini kumbe ulutho mayelana ngawe.
I couldn't tell you one thing. Only thing is just a gift. If I can, as you heard me explain it a while ago, just move over here. What he says, what I see, I can say it. What he doesn't say, I cannot say. I'd say that in myself and it'd be wrong. It'd be wrong.
Into kuphela kuyisipho nje. Nxa nginga njengoba lingizwile ngicasisa lokho nje. Isikhathi sedlule, hamba nje ngangapha. Zwana ukubana yena uthini engubonayo ngiyakutsho. Lokho angakuchoyo angeke ngikutsho. Ngingakutsho lokho ngokwami futhi kuzabe kungayisikho bona, kuzabe kungayisikho.
But if he says it, it's absolutely right. It can never, it never has been wrong. It never will be wrong as long as it remains God. See? Because God cannot be wrong.
Kodwa nxa engakutsho yena khona kuqondile sibili akungeke akuzake kube kuphambukile akusoze kube kuphambukile lapho kuphela kuzalokhe kunguNkulunkulu bona bona ngoba uNkulunkulu ngeke aphambuke.
But if God can tell me what you want, what your desire is, or what you're here for, or something you've done, or something like that, or who you are, where you come from, or whatever he wants to tell me, you'd believe? Thank you.
Kodwa nxa uNkulunkulu engangitshela lokho okufanayo lokho okuyisifiso sakho kumbe ukubana ulandeni lapha enye into oyenzileyo kumbe enye into enjengalokho kumbe ukubana ungubani ukuthi uvela ngapi kumbe loba yini yena afuna ukungitshela khona uza kukhola. Ngiyabonga.
One thing, you have trouble with your feet. Your feet bothers you. That's right, raise your hand. You have a lady's trouble, female disorder.
Into eyodwa ulohlupho ngenyawo zakho. Inyawo zakho ziyakuhlupha. Lokho yikho phakamisa ezakho. Wena ulohlupho lwamanina, isifo sabesifazana.
And you've got a great desire in your heart. Because you've just lost somebody or something. It's a boy. And your boy has left home, run away. And you want me to pray that he'll return back.
Futhi ulesifo esikhulu enhlizweni yakho. Ngoba ulahlekelwe ngomunye umuntu. Kumbe enye into. Kungumfana. Futhi umfana wakho usukile ngekhaya. Wabaleka. Futhi ufuna ngikhuleke ukuthi aphenduke njalo.
God in heaven sent her child to her.
Thank you.
And let the Holy Spirit stop that young man on the road tonight and send him back to his mother in Jesus' name. Amen.
Nkulunkulu osezulwini, thumela umntanakhe kuye. Futhi lokuphola, vumela umoya ongcwele. Amise lo umfana omncinyane endleleni lobusuku. Umthumele aphenduke kumamakhe. Ebizweni lika Jesu. Amen.
He who knows will send him back to you. Don't worry. Believe now, don't doubt, just have faith, all your heart, you believe, and God will grant the rest of it.
Yena owaziyo, uzamphendukisa kuwe, ungakhathazeki, kholwa ke kathesi, ungathandabuzi, woba lokukholwa nje, ngenhliziyo yakho yonke, kholwa, futhi uNkulunkulu uzakunika konke okunye.
Now, just those three or four discernings, whatever it was, I just went to get blind to me. I can't explain that. There's no way to explain it.
Manje lokho kudalula okuthathu kumbe okune nje loba bekuyini bona ngiqhubeke kwaze kwangimpuphuthekisa angeke ngicacise lokho akulandlela yokucacisa.
You say you mean just that would worsen you preach there for 45 minutes or more? You think, yes sir, if it's 3 hours it wouldn't be that much.
Uthi utsho ukuthi lokho nje bekudlula lokho kuchumayela okwemzuzu engamachumi amane lanhlanu kumbe okwedlulisileyo uyacabanga yebo umzana nxa bekungamahola amathathu bekungasoze kube nzima kangako.
A woman touched the garment of our Lord Jesus, and then people are not touching me. Well, this woman here, just look here, she just put her hands on. She just touched me all around, wouldn't do a thing. I'm just a man. But she has to touch him.
Umfazi wathinta isembatho senkosi yethu uJesu futhi labo abantu abangithinti mina ngani lumfazi lapha khangela nje ngapha yena ebenga beka izandla zakho kimbona ungithintile nje yonke indawo akwenzaka lutho ngingumuntu nje kodwa yena kufanele amthinte.
And I by gift just goes away, and I just say what I see. And that's all. See, touching me doesn't mean a thing. But she touches Jesus through me.
Futhi mina ngesipho vele kuhamba nje bonke ubu mina bami buyasuka futhi ngikhulume nje lokho engikubonayo bona futhi hikho kuphela bona ukuthinta mina akutsho lutho kodwa uyathinta uJesu ngami.
That's how that woman touched God through Jesus. When he didn't know what was the matter with her, she just touched his garment, went and sat down.
Iyo indlela loana umfazi athinta ngayo uNkulunkulu ngoJesu. Lapho yena wayengakwazi ukuba lwaluyini uhlupho lwakhe. Wathinta kuphela isembatho sakhe, wahamba wahlala phansi.
And he said, "Who touched me?" And the apostle said, "Well, everyone's touching you. Why do you say that?" He said, "But I perceive that virtue has gone from me."
Futhi yena, what? Ngubani ongithintileyo? Futhi abapostoli bathi, "Ngani umuntu wonke uyakuthinta? Kungani usitsho lokho?" Yena wathi, "Kodwa ngiyabona ukuthi amandla aphumile kimi."
Now you know what virtue is? Strength. He got weak on one woman touching him. And he was the Son of God. What about me, a sinner, saved by his grace?
Manje liyakwazi ukuba amandla kuyini ukuqina. Yena waba buthakathaka emfazini oyedwa owamthintayo. Futhi wayendodana kaNkulunkulu. Pho mina ke isoni sisindiswe ngomsa wakhe.
You know what's more? Because he said, "These things that I do shall you do also. More than this shall you do. For I go unto my Father." Greater, it's said there, but they're right. Greek interpretation is more than this. What shall you do?
Liyazi kungani kudlulisa ngoba wathi lezi izinto engizenzayo liza kuzenza lani okunenge kulalokho liza kwenza ngoba ngiya kubaba wami okukhulu kwacho njalo lapha kodwa incazelo yesiGreki eyiyo ithi okunenge kulalokho liza kwenza.
Now, the lady, I know not. I have known nothing about her. She's just as total stranger to me as the other people were. We're strangers to one another. So if the people know it, you might raise your hand and say, "We are strangers."
Manje inina engingalaziyo. Angazi lutho ngaye. Angamazi ngokupheleleyo. Njengabanye asazani sobabili. Ukuze nje abantu babekwazi. Ungaphakamisa isandla sakho uthi kasazani.
Now, the Son of God, if he one time met a woman in a little panoramic like this by a well, and he talked to her just a moment, and he knew where her trouble was, and he told her what her trouble was. And so she knew by that was the Messiah.
Manje indodana kaNkulunkulu, nxa yena kwesinye isikhathi, wahlangana lomfazi endaweni encane, ephosi ibe njengalokho, ngasemthonjeni futhi, yena wasekhuluma kuye nje okwesikhatshana futhi wabakwazi lapho uhlupho lwakhe olwalukhona futhi wamtshela okwakuluhlupho lwakhe ngakho wabakwazi ngalokho ukuthi lo kwakungumesiya.
Now that you've touched me, I've touched you, nothing happened. But if my faith by gift and your faith by believing in it can touch him and he can speak through us, through me to you, then you know that he's here like he was at at Sychar. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that?
Manje ogothi sengi ungithintile ngikuthintile futhi akula lutho olwenzakeleyo kodwa nxa ukholo lwami ngesipho futhi lokholo lwakho ngokukholwa kikho kungamthinta futhi angakhuluma ngathi uku ngami kuwe ngakho uza kuba kwazi ukuthi yena ulapha njengakho yena wayekulo mthombo wasesayika bona yena ungofanayo izolo lamuhla lanininini uyakukholwa lokho.
You have so many troubles, so many afflictions, complications. One of the main things that you want to be prayed for is arthritis. That's right. That right. You're stiffening up by arthritis.
Ulenhlupho ezinenye, inkathazo ezinenye, izinqabanqoza, enye yezinto ezinkulu ofuna ukukhulekelwa zona ngumkhuhlane wamathambo kunjalo na uyoma ngohlupho lomkhuhlane wamathambo.
When you see you raise your arm and you did walk out kind of slow, the best of my remember, maybe just wait just a minute, maybe something else can be said that'll take the you feel things, people, you know, like a breath coming against it, they say, "Why, he guessed that," or you know, like that.
Nga ubona uphakamisa ingalo yakho futhi wawu khamba nje kancane ngokukhumbula kwami kahle. Mhlawumbe mana nje okomzuzu. Mhlawumbe enye into ingakhulunywa eza kuthatha I kumbe uyazi wena uzwa izinto abantu uyazi njenge kuphefumula kusi zamelana lakho bona but ngani ukhumbulele lokho kumbe uyazi njengokunjalo.
But you seem to be a fine person. Just talk to me just a moment. Let's stand here just a minute. Because I do think there's something else that's in your heart that you're wanting from God.
Kodwa ukhangeleka njengomuntu okahle. Khuluma lami nje okwesikhatshana asime lapha nje kancane. Ngoba ngiyacabanga kulenye into esenhlizweni yakho oyifunayo evela kuNkulunkulu.
Now I cannot answer your prayer. But he can read, because if you believe it, it's already answered. But if you just want to believe, to make you to believe.
Manje, bengingeke ngiphendule umkhuleko wakho. Kodwa yena, engenelisa ukwe, ngoba nxa ukukholwa sokuvele kuphenduliwe. Kodwa nxa ufuna ukukholwa nje ukukwenza ukholwe.
Now I tell you, it's concerning a loved one that's not here. And that is a brother. And that brother is not even in this country. He's in a kind of a wet country, a lot of lakes. I'd say something like in the Michigan or something. That's Michigan's where it's at.
Manje ngiyakutshela. Kumayelana ngomthandayo. Ongekho lapha. Futhi lo kumfoweni. Futhi lo mfoweni akakho. La kuleli lizwe. Yena ungathi uselizweni. Elimanzi. Eligcwele amacibi. Ngiza kuthi njengokuthi. Okunjengase Michigan kumbe oku yebo Michigan kulapha okukhona.
And he is suffering with a deadly killer, and that is an uncurable kidney trouble that he's bothered with. That is right, isn't it? That's thus saith the Lord. Now the handkerchief that you got in your hand that you raised to God, send that to your brother and tell him not to doubt but to believe, and that'll you'll be healed. Now you'll believe.
Foot uyahlupheka ngesifo esibulalayo. Futhi lolo hlupho lwezinso ezingalaphekiyo lokho yikho okumkhathazayo kunjalo ayisikho na lokho yikho icho kanje inkosi manje ihenk olayo esandleni sakho osiphakamisileyo kuNkulunkulu thumela lokho kumfoweni umtshele angathandabuzi kodwa ukuba akholwe futhi lokho kuza uzaseliswa kathi sinqa ukukhulu.
You believe with all your heart? Then, if you believe, there's only one thing to do. That's absolutely accepted. Is that right? Now, you say, he's looking at that them people. That's what he's doing, looking at it. You see that so much.
Uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Bona. Nge. Nga ukholwa. Kulento eyodwa yokwenza lokho. Ikwamukela sibili. Kuyikho lokho na. Manje wena uthi. Ukhangele lokho abantu. Yikho lokhu akwenzayo. Ubakhangeni. Uyakubona lokhu kakhulu.
But that you might not know this, this lady here, come up this way, lady, here, the patient, wherever we are. I'm not looking at her. Do you believe that God can reveal to me what your trouble? Raise your hands if you do. This lady here, the patient.
Kodwa ukubana ungabikwazi lokho. Inina leli lapha libuye phezulu. Ngakulindlela nina lapha. Isigulane loba ungabe ungubani angikhangelanga yena uyakholwa na ukuthi uNkulunkulu angangambulela okuluhlupho lwakho phakamisa izandla zakho nxa ukholwa inina leli lapha inina leli lapha isigulane yebo yebo.
All right, then if you believe that with all your heart, that asthmatic trouble won't bother you anymore. All right, go home and believe it if you believe.
Kulungile ngakho nxa ukukholwa lokhu ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Lolu hlupho lweasima alusoze lukuhluphe njalo futhi kulungile hamba ngekhaya futhi ukukhule.
Look at her, did it? See, he, you look this way, the vision is there no matter what takes place. Hey man, can't you see it? Just perfectly as God can be perfect.
Angizange ngikhangele kuye. Akuzange bona yena ukhangele ngapha umbono ukhona kungenani ukuthi kuyini okuthatha indawo. Amen. Alikuboni na ngokupheleleyo njengokuba uNkulunkulu ephelele.
You believe too? Asthma could leave you too, couldn't you? You believe it would? All right. Go tell the Lord Jesus that you believe.
Uyakholwa lawe. I-asima ingakuthiya lawe. Ayingeke na uyakholwa kuzokuba njalo. Kulungile, hamba uyotshela inkosi uJesu ukuthi uyamkholwa.
Someday you'd have to pack a little cane around that arthritis crippled jet, but he ain't going to do it. You don't believe it is, do you? You believe you're going to be all right? Go on your road, and Jesus Christ makes you well.
Ngolunye usuku uzamele uthwale udondolo oluncane nxa lowo mkhuhlane wamathambo ukuqulisa, kodwa akusoze kwenze njalo. Awusoze awukholwa ukuba kuyikho. Uyakukholwa na? Uyakholwa ukuba uzakusila? Hamba endleleni yakho futhi uJesu Kristu usekuphilisile.
Heart trouble kills people, but it don't have to kill you. You believe that God will heal it for you and make you well? Go believing it with all your heart. Say, I truly believe.
Uhlupho lwenhliziyo luyabulala abantu, kodwa akufanelanga lukubulale. Uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uza kusilisela khona futhi akwenze uphile. Hamba ukholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke uthi, mina ngeqiniso ngiyakukholelwa khona.
You speak English. You understand English. Somebody, huh? All right? You speak to her while I tell her? Tell her she'll believe the stomach trouble will leave her. She will believe it. Your back trouble will leave you too. So now you can go on your road and heal.
Uyakhuluma isiNgisi. Yasizwisisa isiNgisi na? Ngicela omunye umuntu abuye. Yebo, kulungile. Unga kukhuluma kuye lokho engimtshele khona. Umtshele nxa engakholwa uhlupho lwesisu luzamchiya. Uza kukholwa uhlupho lwakho lweqolo luya kukuchiya. Njalo ngakho kathesi ungahamba endleleni yakho futhi ube ngosilileyo.
How do you do? You believe? That man sitting there with back trouble looking at me, and I said that he could be healed too. If you believe it, sir? All right, sir.
Unjani na uyakholwa? Leyo ndoda ehlezi lapho elohlupho liqulo engikhangeleyo lapho ngisitsho lokho engasiliswa laye nxa ukukholwa. Mnumzana, kulungile mnumzana.
The lady sitting right next to you there. You got neck trouble, haven't you, lady? You believe that God will heal you? You want to lay hands on the little boy for his knees? He'll get well too. You believe it? You had female trouble, ladies' trouble. You don't have it now. Your faith healed you and made you whole.
Inina elihlezi khona eduze lawe lapho ulohlupho lwentamo awulalo na? Nina, uyakholwa na ukuba uNkulunkulu uyakusilisa? Ufuna ukubeka izandla kumfana omncane ngenxa yamadolo akhe futhi uzasila laye? Uyakukholwa? Gathi uluhlupho lwabesifazana, uhlupho lwamanina awuselalo kathesi. Ukholo lwakho lukusilisile, lwakwenza waba ngophilileyo.
You believe Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever? Then let's put our hands on one another and pray this prayer of faith, each one of us. Pray the prayer of faith.
Liyamkholwa uJesu Kristu ofanayo izolo lamhla lanini. Ngakho asibekeni izandla zethu komunye lomunye futhi sikhuleke lo umkhuleko wokhulu munye lamunye wethu. Khuleka umkhuleko wokhulu.
Dear God, while we're so covered in your divine presence, to see you moving out through the audience and healing the sick everywhere, thou art God. I pray that you'll heal this entire audience.
Nkulunkulu othandekayo, lapho sisamboziwe ebukhweni bakho bubu Nkulunkulu, ukukubona uhamba ebantwini usilisa abagulayo ndawo zonke, wena unguNkulunkulu. Ngiyakhuleka ukuthi wena usilise umuntu wonke olapha.
Let the breath of God fall fresh into their hearts, and let them know that time is running out. We're just a little while longer to be here. Then we're going to be with him who we love. And may now his presence bring healing to everyone.
Vumela umoya kaNkulunkulu uwele kakutsha enhlizweni zabo, futhi libayekele bazi ukuthi isikhathi siyaphela. sisase lapha okwesikhatshana ngakho sibe sesi yakuba laye lo esimthandayo futhi ngakho kathesi ubukho bakhe abulethe ukuphola emuntwini wonke.
We condemn Satan. We condemn all of his acts in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, come from the people.
Siyamlahla uSatan. Siyakucala konke ukwenza kwakhe ebizweni lika Jesu Christu. Satan phuma usuke ebantwini.
All that will believe in now and accept your healing, stand up on your feet. Say, I now stand up to accept my healing. I believe it. Regardless of your condition, if you really believe it, stand up to your feet.
Bonke labo abazamkholwa yena kathesi futhi wamkele ukusila kwakho sukumani ngezinyawo zenu lithi kathesi sengisukuma ukwamkela ukusila kwami ngiyakukholwa kungelani lesimo sakho nxa ukukholwa sibili sukuma ezinyaweni zakho.
Now raise up your hands and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing me. God be with you.
Manje phakamisani izandla zenu futhi lithi ngiyabonga Nkosi Jesu ngokungisilisa uNkulunkulu abelani.